participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? How about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamp envelope to the mighty WJFK, P.O. Box 3649, Washington, D.C. 20007. Thank you, and God bless.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
That is so right. That is right as hold on. Let me turn this up. Right as we're in high buzz.
Oh yeah. Wow.
There you go. Oh yeah.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, yes, sir. Well, anything you want to do in the privacy of your own bedroom is okay with me.
It's very urgent.
Rob Williamson.
It's very urgent. Larry, I'd like to know what you're enjoying for lunch today. This is Rob Williamson.
Who is this? Don't do this. Why are you doing this?
No.
Neo Bob would be happy to know
that we really spent the better part of the half an hour talking about him. He's remembered well.
Yeah, we were playing Stump the Stoop with the B.O. Bob, and let's see, Rob had the first one, his call to...
Duke Zebert's.
To Duke Zebert's with Larry King. I followed that up with his call to Randy Rhodes, the disc jockey in Florida.
Nelly Counter.
And then Mike followed it up with...
The Grease Man call.
He was a merry prankster, was he not?
Bob Seska.
Yes, he was.
You know, when we played the Larry... Do we still have the Larry King tape?
I think we have all of them.
Would you go look for it real fast?
I've been talking about this lately, off.
Because Bob was the ultimate prank caller.
Yeah.
On this show, back when we could do that.
Mm-hmm. And back before.
Things have changed.
Well, and even this one tape that we have doesn't really translate well. It's 12 years ago. It's when Larry King used to have lunch every day at the same restaurant downtown in D.C.
Yeah, because he got it for free.
And Bob called him, but because of the phone rule, we couldn't put Larry King's voice on
the
tape.
It really is Larry King, and you'll know that when you're hearing it, and hearing it is what makes it funny. And
no,
Bob said to us that when Larry said it was, hello? Why are you doing this? Don't do this.
Don't do this. So I know a lot of you wonder what kind of incredible show prep we do before the show. How does it all come together like this?
Yeah, how does the genius happen?
That's right.
Yeah, there's no off switch with this show.
The magic.
We are sitting back there just busting balls 30 minutes before the show, watching One Life to Live.
Well, that'll do it.
Commenting on Lord Victoria.
Yep.
And at the same time, reminiscing about Buzz's former intern, B.O. Bob.
And it maintains the theory that I've had for years that if you wait long enough, something will be fresh and funny all over again.
Yeah, and
that's why you go back, you see an old comedy, and you can enjoy it all over again. You can't do that necessarily with a lot of great
people. You know, and I think, Rob, did you find these tapes?
I did find the first one, yeah.
Okay, because
holds up.
I think now it would be disappointing.
No.
Now that we've talked about it so much, we've
typed it because it's really not that funny.
See, that's what I'm saying. Here it is now.
Hi, can I speak to Larry King?
Yes, it is.
Oh, okay. Could you patch me through to him? It's kind of urgent. Rob Williamson?
Are you a friend?
Well, actually, I'm going to be a guest later on this show.
He wasn't.
No.
Here comes Larry.
Bob is lying.
Hi, how you doing?
Hello, Larry. I just called you a few minutes ago. I was just wondering, what are you enjoying today for lunch?
And Larry hangs up.
You know,
I take it back. It was just as funny.
Now I remember what happened is he called and got through to Larry and didn't expect to.
Yeah. Right.
And then he didn't tape that, so he had to call back and tape it because, as he said, I just spoke to you. So it's the second time in like 5 minutes that he called.
Oh, my God, that's great. Right.
We'll have a B.O. Bob moment before tomorrow's show as well, okay?
Sure. Okay.
So, well, at least for 3 days, because we have 3 tapes of him.
That's why I love the holidays.
We're not going to play all 3 tapes, huh? Reminiscing.
Look at the clock on the wall, dude.
Right, okay.
Don't you want to talk to one of the Gilligans from the Gilligan's Island?
Sure, absolutely.
Sure.
Doesn't.
Yeah.
Well,
sure.
Of course I do.
Yeah.
Okay.
Let's run through these couple calls here. In Miami.
Hi, my name is Charles Stabilak, and I'm calling from Miami.
That's interesting.
And I just want to tell you that I'm not out for tickets, first of all.
Uh-huh, you're right. That's what was going on. See, Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, I lulled myself into this form.
You know, no matter who he called, he had a unique delivery that was so unprofessional and so
bad.
Outwardly bad.
Funny bad. He'd reel them right in.
D-J-A-Y. And,
that word.
What's that?
I hate DJ. You know, I've always made it that way.
Oh, I'm sorry. I don't know, for a loss of a better term, I guess.
DJ, because DJ stood for disc jockey.
Yeah.
And you were riding the records. As soon as they went to CD, disc jockey,
she doesn't even realize that he's talking to her on a microphone.
And I saw a story today.
Deli counter?
What's that?
Deli counter?
No, actually, check out.
Anybody that works with a deli counter gets my utmost admiration.
Yeah, on the all the various meats and things.
Drive me, Louis, Mitch, very thin turkey breast, no sodium, please.
This is an idiot disc jockey, too.
Well, speaking of spare meat, I saw this story about this guy who became a girl, a transsexual, and she married another lesbian. She became a transsexual to marry a lesbian.
I have a friend that's got an interesting...
Master of Voices, isn't he?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Kind of like that.
Yeah?
Yeah.
What do you think I look like?
Now he plays a sound effect.
Don't be your problem! Come on, you...
Mary Road sucks! You fat cow!
We haven't got all night!
That was just one of his shabby ones.
Frank Cole. He was awful at it.
Over he was the top terrible, shabby,
that's
though.
What made him funny. With the bad voice, like almost the Beaver Cleaver thing. The
This is Ward Cleaver.
Yes, I'm going to be against the show later on.
But good success. That was what was wild.
He'd reel them in.
Yeah, Larry King twice in 5 minutes.
Okay, one more.
Have you another?
You can see what he's doing now at CampChaos.com.
Still doing that?
Some of his animation is there. Okay. Some of it's on television.
Here he is now calling DJ the Grease Man.
Hey, let's grab a couple calls off the blower. Hi, it's Grease.
Hey, buddy, Grease.
Yes, sir.
Hey, long-time listener from Manassas.
Hey, I like that.
Manassas, Virginia, out here in Washington.
Yes, sir.
I have a problem, Grease. I was wondering if you could help me out with it.
Sure.
Yeah, my girlfriend, she likes ham and eggs upside down and nice and brown.
Yes?
Yeah, and you know what I'm talking about?
I think I do.
See, that's funny to us. It wasn't funny to anybody else.
That thing nice and brown. Ain't nobody's business but I do.
But he runs with it. Yeah.
She thinks that I'm attacking.
Hard to believe this talent is not still around, huh?
But he's finish what I do.
AM 700.
But all right, sir, whatever you and your honey do in the privacy of your own place is okay with me.
Yeah, I love it.
All right.
All right, hop on the gee, Grease.
All right, hop on the
Yeah, buddy.
Bye-bye. Hi, it's the Grease Man Show. What's cooking?
D.O. Bob.
Lightning in a bottle.
Oh,
right there.
My God.
It's very urgent.
He would love the fact that we're paying that trip. But you're still in contact with him.
About once or twice a year now. But yeah, we stay in touch.
It's very urgent. He's very urgent. The whole situation is very urgent.
Bob Suska.
Yeah.
Manassas, Virginia.
Hello. Hello.
Well, hello.
Hello to you. This is Scott Shadow.
And I'm Milburn Drysdale, president of the Commerce Bank of Beverly Hills and personal banker to Granny.
Hello.
Granny.
How do pachyderms check their email?
How?
A-O elephant.
Oh.
Hello?
Wow. I really...
What's the number one game show in Tokyo?
What is it?
Jap RD. Hello?
Hey!
How are you? Oh, Rob, I'm not giving up on this. I'm not giving up.
Hello?
What American Idol can change your oil?
Which one?
Lubin Stuttered.
Oh.
Hi.
Oh.
Hey.
Hi.
What is the most popular situation comedy in hell?
Which one?
I Love Lucifer.
Hey, now.
I got one more.
One more.
One more.
Tease me with that.
Completely lame groaners.
You look at me like you're dumb.
What cartoons were popular on the set of Ocean's 12?
What?
Clooney Tunes.
Hey, now.
It's all in my show.
Let's give it
all. Now, hold on a second.
In here.
Think about this,
okay?
A.O. Elephant, Jap RD.
I don't get A.O. Elephant.
Pachyderms.
Elephants. A.O.L.
A.O. Elephant, pachyderms.
Oh, God.
Okay? So you've got A.O. Elephant, Jap RD, Lubin Stuttered, I Love Lucifer, and Clooney Tunes. We asked Buzz first yesterday, Mike, where'd this come from?
Rob.
Buzz.
Definitely Rob. It's the original.
Wow.
From the service.
Glad we're not paying for that.
Really?
Yeah. Hi there. I wouldn't pull the double reverse on you. Those were straight from the complete sheet. That thing they were still not paying for. Hi there, Chuck Carey.
Oh. Hi there.
And hi, Jerry.
Hello.
Okay, hi there.
You can call Don and Mike anytime.
from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
There you go. All right, here's Robbie.
Based on a true story, he was a neo-Nazi with one true enemy. Himself, a man of faith, a man of hate, and a soul torn apart. Viewer discretion advised.
How have you
been?
You been?
Are you kidding? If I could write like that, I wouldn't be here. Good afternoon, Mr. and Mrs. Karen and Justin Johnson and all the ships could see. Sadly, they can never be buried in a Jewish cemetery. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Yeah. Thank you, Robbie. And, listening, everybody. This is the Don and Mike Show. A new episode on this Tuesday.
Tuesday.
Last day of the month. Don't forget to say rabbit, rabbit, rabbit. Tomorrow it's 113004.
Hi, Don and Mike. Buzz Burbank here.
No, he's not retarded.
Don and Mike Show. It is November 30th. Wow. Call us from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636.
The year is flying by.
From Canada. Very deep. From Canada, from Mexico, 800-636-1067.
That was Merv.
And Washington, D.C., 202-432-1067.
Merv was deep. Merv was deep. Yeah.
Then the fact that you were doing Merv was deeper than I had given you credit for.
Yeah.
Because when I said that was deep, I was implying it wasn't deep. But in fact,
it was actually
man,
a little deeper than that.
You're way deeper than I thought you were.
Yeah, doing like an impression of Merv. Right. Yeah, the year's been flying by.
Okay. All right.
See,
now
you remember the way I said
now
it.
Now yes. I'm laughing.
Thank you very much.
Thanks.
Thanks.
Sometimes you have to slow down and explain it to me, but I'm always
like,
there.
Like AOL of them. Yeah. A thinking man's joke.
I just know that any joke you want to do is okay with me.
And Rob just to the grease pit. And we'll do the rest of the show doing other people.
I want to mention, if you go to donandmikewebsite.com.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, oh, thank you, Rob. Shut up with that. Would you stop that? And you go to the daily show log and you click on yesterday's show log, you will see the beautiful pictures that I'm looking at now that were up, I think, about 8 o'clock last night, East Coast time, mm-hmm. of J-Dubs. And is back. Would you let me see if he's around? Robbie, have you seen him today?
I have seen him.
Like to get him in here.
Yeah.
Take a look at that back today. Hey, is J Dubs around?
Yeah, because I already checked out his back earlier today.
And how does it look to you, Beth Ann?
It still looks a little red.
Is he keeping it moist?
It looks moist, but it's good.
Putting the vitamin goo on it,
vitamin A and the ointment.
Yeah.
I don't think he had anything on it other than, you know. It's
simple. Well, it's something to get around my back.
Would you find him and send him in here?
Okay.
Thank you.
Bring him to us.
Bye-bye. So you gotta go to the website to see the picture, because the tattoo on his back, it's gigantic.
Do you see his mitts on the website?
No, you only see the back, Mike.
Oh, well.
You don't see the
another time. That's a disappointment.
His catcher's mitts. J-Dubs and the tattoo.
We'd have to get a license to show his front.
Well, we got to deal with Infinity that we don't do dirty stuff on the show. We don't put sexually explicit photos on our website.
Well, even though it's a guy with his shirt off.
Mike, I'm telling you, you could look at the picture, and if you cut off his head, you could get a guy who I imagine could probably...
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You know.
Sure.
Hit a homer.
I think you're absolutely right.
Hit a home run looking at J Dubs.
Mm-hmm.
You could Photoshop a beautiful model's head.
And put J Dubs' body, his torso.
Him just without his shirt on, eating a sandwich.
Sort of leaning forward.
As he was yesterday.
It's an interesting body.
Laura Flynn Boyle would kill for those.
And, all right, he's not here yet. When he gets here, I'll let you know. Oh, here's an update for you. That doggle thing that we had on the show, those glasses for the dog.
Uh-huh. Yeah, doggles.
And they sent some, and I brought them home, and I wanted to make sure that I mentioned that they are just a piece of trash, garbage, that my dogs could not wait to get off their heads. I mean, once we managed to get these ridiculous sunglasses, because they don't sit on the dogs.
What the hell are they for anyway?
Well, those are sunglasses, but you can get them prescription so your dog can read better.
So the thing is, they're not like glasses. They have...
Are they like sunglasses so your dog's eyes don't get... But dogs are not designed the way humans are.
Well, the thing is, it's got a strap around the back of it, and it's got one of those bungee things, and you have to attach it almost like you're putting a muzzle on your dog. And that was what...
They hate that.
Especially when our German Shepherd kept making that sound like, why are you doing this? Why are you putting this on my head?
I would assume the dogs, when they're out in the sun, if the sun's bothering them, they would do what people without sunglasses do. They would squint.
Anyway,
right, right?
Yeah. Goggles, I just want to say, not recommended by me. I don't see...
Well, did you try it on a little dog?
Yeah, and all three dogs, Clink, Max, and Rudy, they all had the same reaction. They all had that, you're doing something, you're violating me in some way. you're doing something to my head that's unnatural.
Not violating me.
You should call Joe and see how his Westie liked them.
Well, I know Joe's dog loves it. Joe's got a picture of his dog wearing the sunglasses on his screensaver.
But also, you can't see the dog's red eyes.
Yeah. From all the smoke and
that's
ice.
Right, his the dog wears them.
It's my dog. Okay, so that's the update on dog, and here he is now. Not J-Dub, but Joe Ardinger. Hi, Joe.
My dog is okay with them if I keep her, like, walking in one direction or something. Like, if I keep her occupied, but as soon as she stops, she gets...
So, in other words, the doggles will work if you put your dog on a treadmill.
Yeah. Or if I'm holding her, like in that picture I have.
Yeah.
I'm holding her, she loves them. But the glasses...
Hey, Joe.
In the picture
Joe,
I have...
Joe, excuse me. What are you enjoying for lunch?
Ribs.
Taste the test. And speaking of one great mind to another, J-Dubs is just
there the studio. Okay.
There he is.
Hey, will you guys stand next to each other for a second? Just for a minute. Take a look at Dom.
There's a Christmas card.
What do you think? Between the two of them, with like half a brain?
I think they could actually maybe accomplish something.
I think Joe is probably the most scholarly, right?
Yeah, well, he's the mentor. I think he's the mentor, and J-Dubs would be the pupil. I think that's exactly what it would be. You know, you get the teacher and the teacher's friend.
And the pupils are dilated. So, hi, Joe, and hi, J-Dubs.
How's it going?
So, what kind of response have you gotten from people about your tattoo?
I don't know. I've never taken my shirt off this many times. And when I took my shirt off at night last night, just covered in blood. The back was...
Oh, really? Oh, well, now you're supposed to get the proper, like, dressing for that. And,
your girlfriend help you out by putting stuff on it?
No, she was sleeping. She works early in the morning, so I'm banging all over. I'm not a very...
What's it look like now?
It's pretty red, but...
All right, well, let's
can we see?
All
right, he's going to take his shirt off now.
It's like he needs antibiotics.
It doesn't look bad, J-Dubs. It doesn't look bad at all.
The letters are cool. I mean, it's of course retarded because he has Indianapolis written from shoulder blade to shoulder
blade.
That's
a nice job,
so the
really.
Bleeding has stopped, I think, which is a good thing.
Yeah. Well,
and what's the response when you take your shirt off with people and they look at it? What's the number one response you're getting from people?
The head shake.
But you're used to that, right?
But he's used to the head shake.
Yeah, and I'm used to just doing this now.
Well,
yeah.
And how do you like it?
I love it.
Yeah, I know. I knew he would.
Sure.
He
does.
Why not?
Of
you're
course
retarded.
He loves it.
All right, thank you, J-Dubs.
Bye, J-Dubs.
Bye, see you later.
There you go.
There he goes.
Bye, Ben.
He's on the webpage.
Everything baggy. Everything he's wearing baggy, including his skin.
Also, let me see. I mentioned this yesterday, late in the show. Wanted to just bring it to your attention that I will be on the roof. I am going to put lights on my house.
Be careful.
I don't care what my wife says. Now, Rob, that you can't applaud. Thank you. You know,
I applaud when Rob applauds.
I want to say, she lives to emasculate me, and I'm okay with it, because I'm less than a man. I don't do manly stuff around the house. I'm not like Buzz. I've been to Buzz's house. He's got the perfect tool area that looks like home improvement. You know, everything, a tool for every place, and a place for every tool. I got a trouble putting a nail in the wall.
Right.
I'm not good at that. But I've discovered a talent. I'm not afraid to get up on my roof. I've been up on my roof maybe 50 times total with my satellite and my antenna.
That's it. You know, you're gonna pick that one time too many.
The roof is my friend, and I don't have to go as high up on the roof.
What are you gonna put up there, icicles?
What I would like is traditional big bulb, standard red, green, yellow, blue. You know, big-ass bulbs, the kind that they used to have back in the day.
Lining the roof line? Is that what you're...
All the way around. All the
like
way
you're
around.
Going National Lampoon's You're Christmas going to be weekend. Killed. You're no, going not. To be killed.
And nothing that elaborate, Buzz.
Okay.
Something like for beginners.
But that's the kind of bulbs you use.
Yeah, one thing that's very hard about those bulbs, because I use both kinds, is they break really easy. Especially when
all I know is that I know I'm looking across at my partner of almost 20 years, and I'm seeing the Chevy Chase movie.
No, I'm telling you, I'm going to do it this year. And I've never... This is the thing that it just gives me the red ass about my wife. That, granted, I don't do anything. But when there's...
You'll have that when you get done with the bites, too.
but if there's something I want to do, let me try it. And
sure.
I said...
Where are you going to plug them in?
I've got outlets outside.
Okay.
I got outlets outside.
So you'll run an extension cord up to where they start on the roof line.
Get a stapler gun to staple... Now, Buzz, don't, why are you laughing?
Now, hold on a second. You don't want to do that.
Can cut through the wire, causing a short. And,
okay, or whatever tool it is that I need.
Yeah, okay.
But whatever is when you're dealing with
electricity.
This is
where my wife is going to be helping me out.
You're going to hurt yourself.
No, you won't. What's easy is that particular kind of bulb, each bulb has a clip on it, on the socket.
Yeah, for a tree.
Right,
yeah.
But you can use that if you tap a brad or a small nail in.
Just want to mention, that. I'm not less than a man in this regard. I'm going to do it. My wife wants to hire it out. Mm-hmm. I don't. That, to me, would be the worst of all.
You're
I
right.
don't want a guy coming over to my house. And if people don't call now and tell me about the satellite guy, because I'm going to be very careful. Hello, George?
Don't want to go up.
Hi, Don and Mike.
Hi, George.
I thought he said you weren't allowed on the roof anymore.
Well, that's just what some Korean guy
said. For the dish. That was just for the dish.
That's just, that's what young some fat said.
So you're going to be prepared? You're going to have the hammer? You need a tool belt.
No, listen, I'm going to play it on my belt.
Are you going to take a tool belt up to the roof?
You know, you do that on purpose, don't you?
Do what? Who said this?
Did I say it? Yeah, you did. You said
I thought I said tool belt.
No, you said, are you going to bring a up on the roof?
You did.
I said it?
Yes,
you did. Enjoy it, everybody. Thanks, Mike.
I hate it as much as everybody else.
Oh, liar.
I do. I hate it when I say hammer.
Liar. Hello, Tim.
Hey,
Tim. Hold on. What, Tim?
You've had great success with changing your oil in your Volvo. It won't be probably anything like that.
Okay. Jump off, pal.
See you later.
Jump off.
You know, come on.
I like that one. That might be the new one for the holidays. Hey, jump off.
Just because I share with you the fact that I had never changed the oil in a car before.
Right.
I did it, and as it turns out, it was a bad car. It was a bad Volvo. The guy at the Volvo place said to me,
It was a bad Volvo.
It's a bad car, but also I probably shouldn't change the oil myself.
Mm-hmm.
Archie?
Yes.
Don and Mike Show.
The Radio Gods. How you guys doing?
We're doing great.
Oh, jeez.
Hey, you were talking about hanging the big lights on your roof of your house.
Yeah, I want to.
They make the clips for those that you put on each individual bulb instead of using staples or nails.
Right. That's what you were saying, right, Rob?
Right.
Yeah, you can hang them on your gutters or put them underneath your shingles.
I've only kept you on the phone this long because your name is Archie.
Everything's Archie.
Wrong Archie. Or is it?
Yeah, who's to say that this wasn't about Archie Bunker?
Right.
What if it was Archie Bunker?
That's why I said, oh, geez.
I know, but hold on. What if it was Archie Bunker that was hooking up with Betty and Veronica?
He wouldn't have that guy doing his satellite work.
We can settle this. Sir, caller, do you have a tic-tac-toe sign on the side of your head?
No, sir.
Okay, then this is not Archie.
Not the cartoon.
All right, he did. Yeah, right. Archie.
Archie had a tic-tac-toe sign on the side of
his head. Well, it was the way they drew his red hair. Archie Andrews.
Archie Andrews. Yeah.
Archie Andrews.
Riverdale Line.
Didn't you used to read Archie, Mike?
No.
You didn't?
I've looked at it, but I didn't know he had a tic-tac-toe or whatever.
Well, it's the way that they drew
it. On the side of his head.
The way that they drew it, you know, his cornrows back in the day when Archie Andrews.
I normally don't go that far into the forest on comics.
No, oh, listen, I'll give that to you. There's no better way to say I'm a faggot when you're 11 than walking around with a stack of comic books. If you're a guy, and you've got Archie, you know, or Betty and Veronica.
I had Creepshow. That's what I liked. I liked Creepshow.
Of course you did. And you liked Led Zeppelin, too.
Yeah,
you know?
I did.
And I liked Bobby Sherman.
Right.
and some manly stuff. I liked Batman and Superman.
I like Batman, too. I like Batman,
and,
of course. I think every kid liked Batman.
I liked, who did I like? Oh, I liked Inigata DeVita by Iron Butterfly.
That's wonderful, Inigata DeVita.
Back in the day.
I liked some of my sister's stuff that was a little faggy.
Like
I like Cat Stevens.
Oh, I hate Cat Stevens.
I liked him. I like Cat Stevens.
I always hated Cat Stevens.
I liked,
even before he became the deserter that he is or whatever it is that's wrong with him, the reason we hate him now.
My sister got me into, like, the Beach Boys, too. So that's...
That's good.
She gets credit for that, too. My sister Kathy had a lot of different music, but Lovin' Spoonful.
I remember the first song I ever heard that I really hated. Because, you know, you go through that phase when you're a kid, like, you like every movie you see, you like every TV show, you like everything. Remember my cousin Cindy Pate, playing Over and Over, Close to You by the Carpenters.
Ah.
And I was about 10 years old, 9 years old. And like the third time I heard her play it over, that's the first time I ever really just wanted to I believe that may have been the first time that I ever thought about violence against a woman.
Now that I think back, yeah.
In fact, Ralph, yeah, is Ralph applauding that.
Even though whenever she would send you a Christmas card, she would always sign it the same way. Love, Sydney.
But that was
to the late Tony Randall.
That was the first song that drove me crazy. Anyway, so I'm going to do that. I'm just telling you I'm doing that.
All right.
I'll report more on that later.
I'm going to pay somebody to do it.
Do you care about the Jeopardy guy? Should we talk about it now? Should we talk about it later? Do you care about this guy?
Well, everybody cares about this guy because he's such a buzzsaw, and this is the big finale.
So is it tonight?
Is it on TV tonight?
Yes, yes. And the only thing that I've heard about it that's remotely interesting, and I've given this girl a hard time, Lisa DeMornay from the Washington Post,
right,
who writes an awful column 8 days out of 10. If what she is writing today is true, the way that she describes this episode of Jeopardy tonight is great because the way she writes it and she's seen it is that when the guy loses, Alex gets happy. And Alex Trebek, she says it is palpable. You can feel it.
Sure,
you can see it.
I think we know that Alex is kind of a mean guy.
Yeah. And where's that tape, Rob?
He's probably pretty happy about it. He can get angry.
So now, here's the question. And if you went to, I don't remember what the name of the site was, but it was only up for a couple of minutes. There was a website that had the clip of the guy losing tonight.
Oh, really?
Jeopardy. So knowing that, do you want to know what the question is?
No. I think that would spoil it. I think that would spoil it.
I bet someone will call today.
Yeah, somebody will call. Well, the way he loses, the way I understand it, from the Lisa DeMornay column, is that he stumbles on both of his daily doubles.
Yeah, but also
that's really what knocks him down.
But the last question though is the one that screws him.
But is he out of the running compared to the other?
No,
is he? Does he bring him back to the field when he blows it on the daily double?
He's got $14,000 and she's got $10,000
when
they go to the final question.
Oh,
which to me, incidentally, I want to bring up now, kind of reminds me of Quiz Show.
Okay. Yeah.
Because remember how they wanted that guy to take the dive on the movie Marty?
Yes, yeah. Exactly.
Okay. So you mean to tell me that the smartest guy in the world? I'm going to say it, Mike.
Well, go ahead then. Here's the deal. If anybody wants to watch Jeopardy tonight, and you know, turn your radios down right now because Don's going to reveal the final question.
Don has a spoiler.
A spoiler. Well, because give it to me and I want to see if I got it.
All right.
I'm great at Jeopardy.
All right. Here's the question. Hold on. You know what? Would you please get me the paper that has the absolute...
Yeah.
You know, hold on. Do I have it here?
I don't think so.
Give me just a moment. Give me the paper.
Mine's at home.
Because I want to read it to you exactly as... Congratulations on that, Mike.
Thank you, Don.
That's Mike's way of mentioning the fact that he finally is getting the newspaper delivered at home.
Yes.
So he doesn't have to come in and read Rob's food-stained copy every day.
I got that. Yeah. Oh, there would always be a crumb. Once a week, there'd be a something. there'd be a something. I think it's one of your kids, Rob. Do we have the Jeopardy music?
Okay, here we go. Here is the question. He's got 14, she's got 10.
What's the category in Final Jeopardy?
The category is business and industry. Business and industry. Here is the clue, ladies and gentlemen. This is now Alex Trebek speaking. Most of this firm's 70,000 seasonal white-collar employees work only 4 months a year. You have 30 seconds. Good
luck. Wow, that is tough.
Not when you
white
know,
collar.
Let me just say this. It's not tough when you know the answer.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
And as soon as I tell you what the answer is.
How many employees?
70,000. As soon as I tell you what it is, you're going to think, oh, I should have known that.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Buzz, were you aware of this?
I don't know the answer. I was not aware of the question, but I have a guess. But I'll write it down.
And Mike, do you want to guess or do you
I am blank. I have no guess.
All right, Buzz, what is your guess?
What is H&R Block?
Buzz, you would be correct.
Excellent job, Buzz.
Thank you. Let me see. She said H&R Block.
Mm-hmm.
He said FedEx.
Oh, he had a real dummy answer.
Now, that's what brings up the whole quiz show thing. And that they're going to try to get away with this by saying...
What do you mean? You think they rigged it? Was she attractive?
I have no idea. I know this.
Was she attractive? But was she prettier than Herbert Stimple?
Here's the thing. He's been on for a long time. Mm-hmm. How are you going to get... They string him on until the very end. Mm-hmm. You know, at one point, they got to say to him, listen, you could be on this show every day forever.
Do you think it's fixed?
That's the whole thing with Quiz Show.
There's no way it's fixed. Either that or his brain froze. It's either fixed or he just had a freeze.
I find it hard to believe, only because FedEx is such a stupid answer.
Well, but if he missed it, he was just totally, he blanked on it, and he just threw out whatever popped into his oversized brain.
Do Mormons pay taxes?
Here we go again.
Back to that with you.
No, I think what they did, I don't think it's fixed, but I know that they did manipulate this last week, and the week before they did college week. Mm-hmm. All of a sudden.
Oh.
So,
right,
wow.
To give themselves 2 more weeks because they knew when he was going to lose.
Fine,
my point is they said to him, whenever it came out 2 or 3 months ago that he had in fact lost, we were going to see it in 70-some episodes.
Right.
They must have sat down with him and said, listen, dude, you're going to be the all-time winner. How about when you get the all-time amount of money, you know, we'll put whatever in an account for you.
Mm-hmm.
Just lose. Alex is
no way.
Alex is so mad.
It does better for them if he continues to win.
Mike, see, that's our basic problem, you and me. I always think of the worst in people.
Well, no,
you generally think
no,
the better in people.
This is not thinking better about people.
This is an evil conspiracy. There's no way. This guy is sharp as a tack.
Wait a minute.
There's no way that this guy says,
hold on.
The FedEx?
Hold on. I'm not disputing what you're saying.
What were you just doing?
I'm not basing it on my love of my fellow man. I am basing the premise, my premise, on the fact that on pure money ratings numbers, it's better for this show the longer the guy lasts.
No, it's
not.
The
conversation.
I disagree. He's a nerd just like Herbert Stubble was, and America is sick of him. And let's say they sit him down and he says to them, listen, you can ask me to quit, but the fact is, I am so smart. You've not been able to beat me in 73 episodes.
I think that really, if they wanted him out of there, they could probably, you know, they would have probably done it a long time ago.
And look at him, for God's sake. He looked like Howdy Doody, like he'd be a tough guy to intimidate.
But now Jeopardy goes back to being Jeopardy, boring, blasé Jeopardy.
But winning now draws attention back to the show. Momentum, publicity momentum, they lost when the season ended back in the spring.
So do you think they fixed it?
It's interesting timing.
I'm telling you.
No way.
I'm telling you.
Because all eyes were on that type of scenario, too. They probably had monitors.
Sure. And you're going to trust the monitors?
Well, I don't know.
Like,
I just don't think they're going
to. Like someone didn't just. Merv Griffin, who you mentioned earlier.
Yes.
Didn't pull him aside and say, listen.
Merv has nothing to do with that show anymore. Merv sold the rights to
that. Say, listen,
show.
Young man. I've got a suitcase full of diamonds
Merv
for you.
Merv is eating Krispy Kreme donuts down in the Bahamas.
Listen, I've not seen the clip.
Merv in.
I don't know what the guy said. All I know is FedEx is a dumbass answer from a guy who is pretty smart.
And don't you think if they were fixing it, they'd probably have something that was a little closer to the truth?
No. Don't you think that if they were fixing it, they'd do it like that so that everybody would go, gosh, that's so common sense. It makes sense that a guy that's so smart would lose on such an easy question.
Let me throw this scenario out. What if he just got tired of it?
He's sleepy.
Mm-hmm. What if he just got tired of it? He had his $2 million plus.
That's
he
possible.
He just wanted to go sit on a pile of cash.
That's possible.
Started drinking.
I would say that's probably closer than the other thing.
Okay.
Because, he looks weary when you watch him.
Yeah.
He really
too
does.
Too much adulation. And maybe
either
just
way.
The constant emotional.
And I'm looking at the picture.
How about the constant emotional torture from Alex Trebek?
I'm looking at I'm just going to mention, looking at the picture of the two of them, and it almost looks like Alex Trebek is the ventriloquist, and this guy Ken Jennings is the dummy. I mean, look at it. The way that the hand is. Hi, Alex.
Hi there. How are you doing, Alex?
Are you saying that Ken Jennings is Herbert Stemple?
I'm going to be manipulated again into winning on your show.
Yes, I am, Mike.
Alex is the puppet. You could not be more wrong.
That's my claim.
I will base my final decision on seeing the show and seeing the lady that beat him. Now, if the lady that beat him looks like, Carmen Electra.
Well, listen.
Then we might have a conspiracy on our hands.
Can you tell me one time on Jeopardy that you ever remember turning it on and the woman being so hot that you went?
I don't think I ever have seen a Jeopardy where.
See?
I really don't think. Lots of other game shows,
they need
I don't
that.
Remember a Jeopardy
no.
where you looked and went, well,
wow.
She is smoking.
No.
They need that.
They're all like librarians.
Why don't we have one episode of Dumb Jeopardy? And bring on Carmen Electra.
Yeah.
And
I think they do that.
Pamela Anderson.
They just call it the celebrity edition, but it is like the dumb edition.
Yeah.
Oh, one more thing. And if you're going to watch that tonight, watch it and then report. I won't watch it, but I still think it was fixed. Time for the fantasy football update.
I'll have to watch it. I live with a senior citizen.
Here is the commissioner of our fantasy football league, John Norman,
Yay.
With the report for week number 12 of fantasy football. I was the big winner this week. I beat John this week.
You won the money this
week? I won the money again this week.
Yes, I was unable to fix the game and or so I could win the money. Not quite as crooked as I'd like to be. Sorry about that.
I'll say this about our fantasy league. It appears that there's an NFC and an AFC.
Uh-huh.
And Mike, the good news for you and for me and Rob and whoever else is in...
Joe,
is that we're the NFC.
Oh, exciting. Uh-huh. So everything's kind of playing out, huh?
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
There's parity.
Oh. All kinds of new stuff going on.
Let's see. What's happening, John?
Week 12 results. Rob A, in an epic battle with Buzz, went down 113 to 102.
Ah!
Bart got back on the winning ways. He beat Joe 90 to 64. And poor Mike, you got the drubbing of the week, my friend.
Did I really?
153 to 54.
Okay, well, my general manager is too busy getting, you know, mallet head tattoos.
Who did Mike play?
He played Beth Ann.
Wow. Oh, ouch.
Yes, the Peyton Manning thing.
That's happened to me.
And I don't want to be in the league.
And then the big battle, Don took me down 155 to 110. Yes.
Yeah!
I hate Michael Vick. Arvin Harrison and Willis McGay.
So is, Michael Vick was your starting quarterback?
Yeah, half my team now is full of the guys that Buzz has thrown away. So what are our standings now,
Johnny?
Standings
in the long division. Beth Ann and Bart are tied at 8-4. I've dropped out of the playoff position. I'm at 7-5, tied with Buzz. In the short division, yes, the NFC. Don is also 7-5. Rob and Mike 4-8, and Joe is 3-9.
Thank you, everybody.
All right, thank you, Johnny.
Hey, you're still in the playoff picture. All you need is with you and Rob tied. All you got to get is one win.
Right, finish ahead of him. Maybe I'll have a meeting with Ubs.
If you'd like information on our fantasy football, again, that's available Don and Mike website.
One more thing before I go.
.com.
$10. All you need $10 from Don. I need $15 from Joe. 20 from both.
Could you need money from me? I won
the
money.
How much from last week?
I won the money, though.
That's from last week. How much? Was into the pot for last week.
How much you need from me?
Five.
All right, let's do this. We'll do it during the commercials. All right, thank you again.
I will be the promptest payer of all time.
DonandMikeWebsite.com. That's where you go to see our lineups for fantasy football.
That's right.
And see how pathetically bad we all are.
Amen.
Except I kicked some ass this weekend.
155 points?
Kick some ass. Thank you, Buzz, for letting all those players go.
My pleasure.
My lineup is littered with Buzz's garbage. Let's recite. Michael Vick.
Uh-huh. Let's repeat.
Joe Horn.
Uh-huh. Or do you want us to recite?
Yeah.
Oh, he's reciting. Go ahead. Say it again. Start again. All right. Go ahead.
Okay. Michael Vick.
Michael Vick.
Joe Horn.
Joe Horn.
Heinz Ward.
Heinz Ward.
Garbage.
Garbage. Garbage. Yeah.
Garbage to Buzz.
Garbage. They didn't work
gold.
Out for me.
Gold to me. So anyway, congratulations to everybody. That's the fantasy football update.
And as we often say on the Don and Mike Show, remember, kids, grace in victory. That's our motto. Remember, take it to heart. Yeah, grace in victory.
Jump off. Hello. Hello there, Mike. Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Yes, Don. Hey, there's no, it's an absolute fix because there's no way a woman can beat that dude. They had to give her a bunch of softball women questions.
I stand corrected.
There's no way a woman can beat that dude.
Dudes can't even beat the cat. How can a woman?
Dudes can't beat the cat.
I got a joke. And you can give out my number.
No, got time for that today. Got a break. I wasn't kidding about that Gilligan thing.
Dudes can beat that cat.
We're going to talk to one of these retarded guys that's on the new Gilligan's Island show tonight on TBS. This is where they found what allegedly are two real Gilligans,
uh-huh.
two real millionaires, and uh-huh. some supermodels playing the role of Ginger.
Right.
Anyway, these dopes are really on an island,
yes, they are.
So we will put our bright lights on the one of the dopes that's going to be Gilligan.
Oh, Gilligan!
When we come right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Down there and help you.
It's a huge fish. Have enough food for a week.
Food for a week. It's not a fish, it's a box.
Well, we can have a box lunch.
Very funny, Gilligan. Very funny. Well, come on, help me pull it in so we can see what's in it.
The Don and Mike Show.
Crazy in the head and crazy in the bed.
Yeah.
Don and Mike.
Hey, Gilligan is no better than Uncle Billy.
Today is Tuesday. Friday, well, Rich Eisen on the show. Rich is on the NFL Network, you know, with NFL Zonal Access every night at 7 and 10. Go to NFL.com for information. Rich is brought to us by Tower Records, Tower.com. No one has a bigger selection of the music and movies you love than Tower. Tonight on TBS, The Real Gilligan's Island.
Yeah, it looks fascinating.
We have Gunnar on the phone with us.
Gunnar is
one of the Gilligans.
He's the Gilligan for the green team.
Hey, dude.
Hey, what's going on?
Hey, what's happening?
Not much, man. Just chilling, hanging out.
You look like a Gunnar.
Yes, I am a Gunnar.
This is either a really good idea for a reality show or a really awful idea.
Right.
You are going to be playing Gilligan, wearing the red shirt and the dopey hat, and you're going to be with a real-life millionaire, a real-life skipper. Your ginger is Nicole Eggert.
Yeah, that was awesome.
Baby.
So, yeah, on the island with Rachel Hunter, too? Oh, yeah.
Man, that doesn't stink, does it?
No, that wasn't too bad at all.
Oh, does it?
you know, you are Gilligan.
Yes, I am. I am Gilligan.
So you're the star of the show.
I guess. That's what they told me.
Are you a better Gilligan than the other Gilligan, do you think?
I don't know. We both had our differences. We both had, you know, different appealing things for everybody, you know.
How long have you been?
He's got the looks, and I think I got the wit.
Ah.
Oh, that's apparent, sir.
Gilligan wit.
Tell me, how long have you been fascinated with Bob Denver, as we all are?
I've always been a fan of the show. I grew up watching it, and as soon as I saw the commercial for it, and do you want to be part of the real Gilligan's Island, I was all over it.
Now, did you ever go to, like, costume parties or anything where you were dressed at Gilligan? I see people call you Gunnar. How long have you been called Gunnar?
Like, a little over 10 years.
Why do they call you Gunnar?
I was working at a grocery store, and we just got done building a laundry detergent display.
Yeah.
With probably about 1,500 bottles of laundry soap, and I was picking up the leftover laundry soap to take it out back, and when I came around the corner, I wiped out the laundry detergent display that we just built, and liquid laundry soap went all over the floor. And one of the guys I was working with goes, "Man, you're a goon. No, better yet, you're a gooner," and it just stuck.
Yeah. What part of the country are you from?
Upstate New York.
Upstate New York. Oh, wonderful.
Great recollection.
Upstate New York.
Great recollection. So Gunnar, let me see. What's the prize on this show? What are you playing for when you're pretending to be Gilligan?
It's cash and prizes, and you got to tune in to find out.
You got to tune in to find out, like, how it ends?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I understand how you don't want to reveal who wins, but can't you tell? I mean, you say cash and prizes.
Is one team eliminated, Gunnar? Is that the way it works?
You have to watch to find out.
Ah, so you're not revealing anything about this.
Gunnar.
Yeah.
You are such a Gunnar.
I want to tell you something, sir. With my own past, I pass on grass. But I must ask you. Thank you, Rob. I'm proud of that.
Very nice.
Do you enjoy marijuana as Bob Denver does?
I used to partake, but not anymore.
Not anymore.
Not since the laundry.
Who is your favorite person on the show besides yourself, of course?
I'd have to say Skipper Jim.
You like in Skipper Jim on the green team?
Yeah, he was on my team. He was our skipper.
Uh-huh. Why were you so close to the skipper?
Well, me and him were hell-raising buddies. I mean, we had a good time on the island together.
Did you really?
We raised some hell. And
how much good times did you have?
That kind of good time.
Figured it out, Gunnar.
Now, the Bob, I'm asking you all these questions to compare you to Bob Denver.
Yes.
Bob Denver is 5'10". You are 6'7".
6'7".
Explain that, please.
6'7", 140 pounds.
Oh, my God.
You can literally see my heartbeat through my chest.
Oh, my God. Wow.
Do you think you have a future in show business, Gunnar?
I hope so. I mean, hell, if somebody needs a walking x-ray, I'm their man.
You know, I think if they do a remake of the show Night Court, Bull might be a role you could play.
And I was thinking more Screech.
Yes, Screech, Facts of Life.
Say by the bell.
Screech, yeah.
Of course, he is 30.
Definitely. I've always been the klutz. I mean, when I was a couple weeks ago, me and my wife.
We could be talking to J Dubs right now, couldn't we?
Yeah, we really could.
On a marina, and they had the umbrellas and the stuff out. I had on an umbrella and made it spin around, and she just looked at me and she goes, "That's why you got the bird."
Gunnar, can you sing for us? Do you?
Sure. What would you? I have my own song.
Okay, yeah. Well,
let's hear the Gunnar song.
Please be singing for us.
Gunnar. That's all the words to the song, because if there were any more, then I wouldn't remember them.
Oh, that's good. Thank you, Gunnar. Gilligan Whip?
Thank you, Gunnar.
That's great. What's the dumbest thing you've done on the show? Do we have to tune in to watch?
The dumbest thing?
Yeah.
There's too many to name.
Yeah.
What modern conveniences did you have on this deserted island? Is it like Survivor, or did you stay like in bungalows?
We had huts, but that was about it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, huts. Who did you share huts with somebody, or did you get your own?
I bet it was with the skipper.
The skipper, both skippers, and. Me and Gilligan, Chris,
both skippers
were
and both
together.
Wait a minute, Gunnar.
Both Gilligans.
That was a pretty cool experience. I mean, three guys from Massachusetts with one New Yorker, and the New York guy is picking on the Massachusetts guy because of their accent and everything. But I was the one being picked on. So
sorry about that.
So, what do you do at night? Did you play cards, or how did you while away the time?
Did the boys pick on you?
Just basically told stories and shot the breeze and made everybody laugh the first night. I mean, we were like a bunch of giddy squirrel girls in camp, just laughing around, giggling and tee-heeing all night long.
Giggling and tee-heeing.
Like school girls. Did they make you dress in funny clothes or anything and put on shows for them?
Any hazing?
The only clothes that we had were the clothes on our back.
Oh,
went in there with the
what island?
Shirt.
The Gilligan clothes.
The red shirt and the jeans, and I have no idea why the hell they'd have you in a long sleeve shirt in the middle of the desert when it's 110 degrees in the shade. And,
in the middle of the desert, what island were you on?
To be honest with you, I'm not exactly sure because we were blindfolded.
I know.
And when they took our shirt off.
It was Greenland.
When they took the blindfold off, I looked out and I saw the most crystal clear blue water I ever seen before in my life at sandy beaches, and I was like, "Hell yeah, brother!"
I got.
Sure.
I think you were on F-Stick Island, weren't you?
I have no idea where I was. I wasn't in Hannibal no more. I tell you that.
Did you have? Did you have shower facilities?
Yeah, we had a shower, and you had to pedal a bicycle to get the shower going, and I was the bike peddler for everybody.
Did you ever get to pedal for Ginger?
Yeah.
I pedaled for Rachel Hunter.
I bet
and,
you did.
I pedaled for all of them.
And what are your thoughts after the show becomes a mega hit tonight at 8 o'clock, 7 Central on TBS? After the show becomes a major hit, Gunnar, what are you looking for next in your showbiz career?
I'm looking for a job because right now I'm currently unemployed.
You're currently unemployed. And you can't tell us, of course, whether you won or lost, right?
Correct.
Yeah, that's correct. Yeah. What was the best experience about being on the island?
Just meeting 13 new people that, I became friends with and just walking out of there with 13 new friends.
Do you have any tattoos?
Yes, I do.
What are the tattoos?
I have one tattoo and it's of Goofy.
It's of Goofy.
Goofy.
All right, very good.
Before you go, could you sing your song again?
Sure, no problem.
Thanks.
Oh, that's fantastic. Bravo. That is a great song.
It's great.
You ever kiss a girl?
Oh, yeah, I'm married, so...
Oh, you're married.
You're married.
You got any kids?
No, not yet, but we practice.
Oh, you practice.
Practice makes perfect.
Good for you, Gunnar.
You like that movie, What's
It was
that?
Funny. They asked me what the first thing I was going to do when I got off the island. I said, the wife. They asked
the other
me
house.
What I was going to eat when I got off the island, and I said, the wife.
Oh, dear. Is your wife more of a Ginger or a Marianne?
Don't leave that out. Let that go.
She's definitely a Ginger type.
Oh, she's a Ginger type.
Good for you.
How tall is your wife, Gunnar?
She's 6'1", blonde hair, blue eyes, and she's finer than a new set of snow tires.
Wow. Well, that's saying something.
Gunnar, can I tell you something? I went into this. I want to be honest with you, sir. I love coming to my job every day, but sometimes I get the list of people, and I go, oh, what am I going to say to this asshat?
Yeah, right.
But as it turns out, you are quite entertaining. You could be a guest on our show just for being yourself.
I mean, the Gooner song alone has made this a positive interview.
I used to work on a radio station as the stupid stunt boy. I went out.
Oh, you were a stunt boy. Not your first time.
Fantastic.
And I asked 80-year-old ladies for condoms.
Hey, Joe, come in here. I want you stay on the phone for a second, Gooner. Joe, I want you to network with this guy.
Yeah,
I want you to meet a guy now. We don't have a stunt boy anymore, but we've got the world's oldest phone screener, Joe Ardinger. Joe.
Say Gooner.
Hey, buddy, how you doing?
Doing wonderful. How about yourself?
Good.
I think that you should, when we get done talking to Gooner, you should network with him a little bit because...
Hey, we can get Gooner updates.
Yeah.
Gooner, I'd be more than glad, man. I'd be more than glad to work for you guys, be a part of your show. I mean, hell, I need a job. Somebody's got to bring home the bacon because Mama's getting ready to do it.
Easy. How's your British accent?
British accent.
Do a little
of it. Let's have a little of it.
How are you today, mate?
Perfect. All right, now, Joe, what I'd like to hear is a conversation between you and Gooner with both of you using your British accent.
Yes,
hey, Gooner, how are you today?
Oh, I'm good, good, mate. How about yourself?
Jolly well, then. Kippers and bits, then?
Oh, yeah, I'm trying to go and get some fish and chips later.
Very good.
Then. Brilliant.
Doesn't get better
okay,
than
that's
that.
A winner. That's okay.
Brilliant.
Thank you, Joe.
Good job, both of you.
Gooner, listen, hold on, please, and talk to Beth Ann, our producer. We want to thank you for being on the show. Yeah. Everybody watch the Real Gilligan's Island. That's tonight on TBS Superstation. Talk to you. I hope you win.
Good luck, Gooner.
Thanks a lot, Don and Mike. You guys are awesome.
Yeah, I know we are. Hold on, dude. Thank you. Hold on a second. That's,
Oh, man.
Good.
That's in my head for the rest of the night.
That's Gooner.
Uh-huh.
I was ready, really, to attack him. Yeah. You know, I was thinking about this piece of radio thinking, well, here's a guy, it's just some schmuck gonna be Gilligan on another dumb reality show.
But he's lovable, you can't help him.
That's right, guy.
Yeah. I gotta say, Gooner.
That's in our head. And he looks goofier than Bob Denver.
Wow.
Gooner. And I come around and there was 1,000 bottles of laundry soap and they were all on the floor.
He said, you're a goon. No, you're a gooner.
Gooner.
God.
Yes.
Now I'm like, I just hit the microphone. I'm going to have that in my head as
I
well.
Know. Now we're just a cheap shill for that show.
Yes.
Gooner.
Three. Get over here with my wife.
He's married, though.
Yeah. He knows how to do it.
Well.
6'1" and finer than a new set of snow tires.
That's Gooner. Got a break. We'll be right back, everybody.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
A bitter cold night. The Giants, with a victory against the Eagles tonight, could reduce the edge to a half a game. I'm not on camera now. We're in Philadelphia at Franklin Field. The score, the New York Football Giants 13, the Philadelphia Eagles 9.
They mean no disrespect to Orientals.
No.
Don and Mike.
How you doing, Joe?
Hello.
It's Station Break in Fresno, California. 105.9, The Edge, Sacramento. Everyday noon to 4 on KHTK and Madison City, Mad City, Madison, Wisconsin. 100X, WTLX FM. We should be talking to JB here in just a second.
James Brown.
And what's your name? Yancy Yodel from Accent Hollywood will not be on the show today because what is she doing?
She's lighting the Christmas tree up in New York at Rockefeller Center tonight.
She's getting along with Al Roker.
That's going to be up there with Roker.
That's what she's doing right now. She's in a hotel room right now doing what they call the walkthrough.
Mr. Roker.
Roker will be there. Aiken, Manilow, a bevy of stars.
Pretty incredible.
So she won't be on today, but I think that a lottery winner Billy Bush will be on.
Oh, good. Good. We'll talk to Billy.
I think so. And I think he's got a story about TV's Leah Remini.
Oh, good.
I'm not kidding about that, that he's going to be doing on his show tonight.
Excellent.
Here now from Fox NFL Sunday. And, you know, we really managed to run the gamut on this show. We just had the idiot from the Gilligan's Island show.
Right? Yes, and now it's time to talk to a legitimate broadcast.
Here he is, JB from Fox NFL Sunday. Hey, JB.
First of all, I'm thrilled to be included in the loop. You guys really do cover the spectrum, don't you?
Yes, you indeed.
You know, we just had that idiot on. For JB, have you seen the ads for the new Gilligan's Island?
Have not.
Okay, it's a shock. It's a reality show.
Yeah, you're going to love it.
And they dress two guys up like Gilligan, two guys up like the skipper.
Yeah, everybody from the old cast of Gilligan's Island, and then they compete for something.
And the guy was kind of a dope, but we actually liked him because he had a bit of a personality.
Name was Gooner.
Good movie. You know what? You guys do call it straight. By the way, are you and Howie, collectively you two, are you and Howie back on, you guys are in good terms at all?
I think we've not talked to Howie in about a year.
I think when we made the comments about the Radio Shack commercials, I think Mr. Long probably knows that it was all in jest, and he probably would speak very highly of us.
Now, JB, are you back in the D.C. area? It's Tuesday now, so you do the Fox show till Sunday. Are you back in the D.C. area? Or
I'm
are you
back
still
here. I was out on the West Coast for the past 8 days because, obviously, we had the Thanksgiving Day show, and fellas, you know what? The most disgusting thing. I went to my mom's house yesterday to pick up the mail that she had picked up for us, and I walked in, and she says, and she's the one who's always encouraging me to eat some mashed potatoes or eat this and that. And she says, you were doing a pretty good job of holding your weight down. What's happening there? You know, I said, Mom, talk about cutting to the core.
Ouch. Oh, man, right. Moms do that, JB.
And can do it easily, too.
They do. Oh, my mom does the same thing with me. Yeah. I mean, bingo. I mean, you don't get 5 seconds, and it's right to the weight. It's amazing.
That is called Mama Brown landing on.
Hey, so you guys have been there, too, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I can relate to that 100%. My mom's 84 years young. God bless her. And, man, I swear to God, she says it's me, it'll be, you know, really, really, dear, you have to watch your weight. You don't want to die young.
JB, you take enough crap from the guys on the show about that.
Oh, well, that's what I feel, too. I think, and why come home expecting to get maybe a warm embrace, a loving pat?
Right.
That's where she went. So this morning, what did I have for breakfast? Applesauce, sliced apples, cantaloupe. I mean, just a thrilling breakfast.
Yeah.
And obviously, lugging around with this fractured foot is not making it any easier. My neighbors, you know, they're accustomed to seeing me out there. I can't go waddling out there now the way things are.
I have to tell you, of course, you know, I watch your show. You guys, you're just the best. They had a wide shot this week of the four of you when Terry said something, and they go to the wide shot. And I just saw that retarded-looking soft cast that you still
have. It is retarded-looking, isn't it?
Yes.
It is. You know, and please, be brutally honest with me, as I know you will be. It is disgusting-looking. I've asked my wife to see if she can find something with just a tad bit more designer touch to it than this.
It's like a bad Velcro thing, and it doesn't match the suit and
at all. Hey, remember the movie Boomerang?
Yeah.
Oh, Eddie Murphy.
Yeah.
Hey, thank God if I weren't married, I would not have a shot at all of getting married, because if, in fact, the lady had to look at my toes to make a judgment about whether or not I was worthy, no way. Cause, hey, believe you me. Woo.
JB, after this week in the NFL, why is the NFC so bad and why is the AFC so good?
You know what? The NFC probably is as bad as my foot is right now in terms of how these toes look. I don't know that I have a solid answer other than I've been around the game long enough to know that it is cyclical. These things do happen. Flat out, the AFC they've got some outstanding young quarterbacks on that side of the fence. They've got some outstanding young receivers out there. Antonio Gates at San Diego. Drew Brees, of all people, playing well now. Peyton Manning and company. Steve McNair has been around for a long time. David Carr at Houston. Byron Leftwich, Washington, D.C. boy, who's down here at Jacksonville. They've just got some squads there playing, but New England is still the team that everybody is trying to pattern themselves after. Cincinnati, Marvin Lewis has got his team even slightly turned the corner. Pittsburgh, you're right. It, you know, one after the other, that's where the talent is, and they've got some excellent young quarterbacks.
And how can it be, JB? I'm watching, all the games Sunday, and I see Buffalo kill Seattle.
Mm-hmm.
Just kill them. Now, Buffalo's a team on the come. They're not going to make the playoffs. There's so many good teams in the AFC. Seattle gets their ass kicked, and incidentally, because St. Louis loses, they're still in first place.
Mm-hmm.
Jimmy Johnson made an interesting point, my colleague in the Fox studio. He said, you know what? I just don't see any swagger with Seattle. Hey, fellas, at some point, I don't care how nice you may be, you just have to stand up for something, and you can't get pushed around. And even if Mike Holmgren isn't feeding the ball to Sean Alexander, an outstanding running back, by the way, enough to get it done, at some point, enough is enough. You just got to make a stand. And I'm surprised that I'm not seeing it from Seattle, whereas you're catching a couple of other squads now that are getting it done. Look at what Green Bay did last night to St. Louis. Loving Green Bay. Sweet. And the fact that Brett Favre, I don't care how old he is, people should stop talking retirement as far as Brett Favre, because we are seeing an absolutely sensational ball player who plays for the love of the game and the passion, and everyone else rises to his level. It is still his team.
Can I ask you an Eli Manning question, because a lot of people are talking about him, and I grew up rooting for the Giants. Is Eli Manning, is this just a case of putting a guy in too soon, and that they just rushed him and they really should have given him a year, or is just the system screwed up in New York? What's going on up there?
Great question, and I don't know that I have the definitive answer, because I've gotten answers on both sides. When I talk to players, the players will give you the politically correct answer, and if you interpret what's being said, Amani Toomer, for instance, you know, heavens, wide receivers didn't even have a touchdown going into this past weekend. Wide receivers. But you would hear them say that the kid has a talent. And you know what? He does. But then when I talk to Ernie Accorsi, the general manager, while they clearly have paid the guy the kind of money to be the franchise quarterback, and the fans were screaming for him once they hit a bit of a rough spot to put Kurt Warner to bench, hey, well, guess what? Then this is what you get. The kid has the requisite talent and skills to be able to do it well for a long time, but he's going through a learning process not unlike virtually all other quarterbacks. You can't measure him against Ben Roethlisberger, who has a wonderful supporting cast, who's been in there longer, and may even have a bit more mental toughness than Eli, but Eli has what it takes. They're just going to have to be patient with this kid. Look how long it took Drew Brees to finally get to that point. Dante Culpepper, before things finally started slowing down for him in Minnesota, in terms of looking at a defense and feeling comfortable, he knows what he's looking at, and he can handle it.
And one last football thing, JB. Butch Davis with Cleveland, he quit or was fired, whatever it was today. Who got that job? Did Terry Rubisky get it in interim, or do you know who got that job?
You know what? Great question, and I'll be honest with you. I've been ripping and running. I'm here with him. Hey, look, my wife dragged me to a financial advisor's meeting, so I'm trying to sneak out to find out what happened as well.
Okay.
It seemed to me that going into the 2 o'clock Eastern Time press conference that Terry Rubisky might have been the guy, if only I'm judging from this standpoint. Randy Lerner, the owner, who had been asking a number of the players about Butch Davis and apparently didn't get a lot of good feedback, went on and made the decision. Butch Davis was owed $12 million if they had fired him, so they came to a healthy settlement on that. But he also was asking about Dave Campbell, the defensive coordinator, and apparently from at least 10 to 15 players, there wasn't an awful lot of positive feedback about him. Robisky, I was hoping he would have gotten an opportunity here. I am not arguing about Joe Gibbs by any stretch of the imagination, even given the difficulties. But Robisky deserves an opportunity. The guy can coach. He can get up in your face, and he understands the game quite well.
I like him, too. That's why I brought the name up. All right, JB, go back to whatever your wife's got you doing today, and you get back out. Rubisky is the interim coach.
Yeah, he is.
Got it from the
name. So they named Rubisky the interim coach.
Good move. So I was leaning in the right direction. There That's a good move.
So was I. JB, have a great week. Listen, how is your sporting news radio show? What do you do on that show? Do you do bits? Do you do skits? Do you do jokes?
No. Monday through Friday, 10 to 12, mostly guest driven. Like
I'm
you
kidding.
Guys covering the spectrum today. We actually had Deion Sanders and Reggie White co-hosting the second half hour of the program.
Now.
A good day. Hey, by the way, both of you do understand and articulate the words "yes, dear" as well, right?
Yes, dear.
Yeah. Are you kidding, JB?
Yes. Okay, yeah. I just wanted to make sure.
I used to.
I more than compensate for Mike's lack in that regard.
I understand, fellas.
JB, have a great week. We'll talk to you next week. Everybody,
great
watch
with you guys. I look forward to talking next week as well.
We'll see ya. All right, take care of your foot, JB.
Will do. Thanks.
There he goes.
Bye bye.
James Brown from Fox NFL Sunday.
Yeah.
Smelly feet.
You know, is there anybody that really has the answers ready? I mean, when you ask him an NFL question, we get Rich Eisen's real good, and Jim Nance is real good too. But JB seems to know. I mean, the personnel is
friends.
Yes, friends.
Friends.
Mike, I resent that comment.
Friends. Jim Nance here. Friends. Am I the only one that thinks that they should be playing that game in Foxborough tonight, friends? It is dangerously cold in Foxborough. Jim Nantz.
The crowd will freeze to death.
I'm afraid that if I'm in that cold, I'll lose my foot. Soft cast aside.
Anyway, JB's funny, and you're right, Mike. He's the best. We've got him about football.
Really?
And a nice guy.
Yeah, and yes, absolutely. Thank you, Michael Elston as Buzz Burbank.
Yes.
He is a nice guy.
Michael Elston as Buzz Burbank.
Okay, so thank you, JB. He'll be on with us every Tuesday talking about, I guess, what went on in the previous week's NFL. Do we have that tape of Alex Trebek?
Yeah.
Because
good.
You know, we've already talked about this guy, Ken Jennings, that's going to be on Jeopardy tonight. And I'm already thinking that the fix is in. That either, Mike, don't laugh. This time I'm serious as cancer. This is not something I'm saying.
I'm serious, and I'm serious with, you know, we're having a friendly disagreement on this.
I'm not saying this like to be a shock jocker to be funny. I really think the fix is in.
Yeah. And you think it stems from Alex Trebek.
And I think it will be apparent tonight when we watch Jeopardy. And let's face it, as a nation collectively, we'll watch it. We know the guy's going to lose.
Well, Alex is in my house every night with Jeopardy.
we're still going to watch it. And I love the fact that, as was reported earlier in the Washington Post and in this online, whatever the website is that had the clip, Alex is happy that this guy loses.
Of course. That doesn't surprise me, because I think Alex is, you know, might be a little hateful towards this guy.
Hold on a second.
A lot of people.
Alex says, the category is business and industry. Here's your clues. Blah, blah, blah. They work 4 months a year. You have 30 seconds. Good luck. So here's what Alex says. His final response is, and then the guy Ken Jennings says, FedEx. He says, Nancy, congratulations. You are indeed a giant killer. And then he looks over to Ken Jennings.
Oh, so he says it like that?
Yes.
Oh, that says it right there.
And then he says, he looks at Ken Jennings and says, all good things have to come to an end, don't they?
You have that ready.
And then Alex Trebek says, well, too bad for Ken, but he's going home with a lot of money, $2.5 million. Congratulations, young man.
So that's obvious.
Yes, it is.
I mean, it's when you see it in print, and I don't think it's the way you interpret it, when it's the written word, I'll see that tonight.
I'm not even reading the adjectives, the stuff where they're writing, that you can hear that Alex Trebek appears giddy. that Alex Trebek is happy about this.
That never happened. You know why? Because Jeopardy is Trebek. It's not the computer.
Right. Hello, Randy, Don and Mike show. Hello.
How you guys doing?
Hi, we're doing great, thank you, Randy.
I believe the fix is in because he's booked on Letterman tonight.
Well, no, listen, in this regard, the fix is not in. Everybody knew, we knew 2 months ago that this guy was going to eventually lose.
Yeah, so he was booked on, you know, they knew the TV schedule.
Right.
They knew when the show would air. It's not like it's a live show.
But I'm the one that thinks that they just said to the guy, listen, nerd. We got to get you off TV.
You think there's a bunch of guys up in an office? You know,
I do.
With skinny ties.
We're at the movie quiz show.
Black
boots. Oh, and here is the greatest tape you're going to ever hear of Alex Trebek.
Yep.
Roll it.
So keep watching Jeopardy 24 hours a day and call this number. Yeah, dumb son of a bitch. You don't watch it 24 hours a day. Hi, I'm Alex Trebek. And
son of a bitch.
Wait. Run that by me again. I don't understand that. I didn't pause. All right, let's start cutting. There's a daily cash prize of $1,000 and dollars.
Dollars. Alex? Start cutting.
Son of a bitch. Somebody going to tell me why? Here's a little hint.
Great tape, isn't it?
Pick up. Take one.
$25,000.
It's all on the same tape. How are they going to lose it? $25,000. $50,000. $25,000. $50,000. $100,000. Dollars. 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 Well, I'm not quite ready, so I'm going to do it now. Dollars. It's for you. No. Call now and play. Phone jumper. You. You.
Yeah, he's saying that.
You.
Alex.
you.
Yeah.
And them, too.
I think back in the day, back when you first had 1-900 and everybody was fascinated, you didn't care it cost 75
sure.
cents, you would call
right.
up to hear, hi, this is Alex Trebek, press 1.
I'm as good as those people, I'm going to play on the phone. And congratulations, man, you're a giant killer.
That's a good... Nancy... Zorg, apparently that's the woman's last name.
Right.
Nancy Zorg, congratulations.
Sounds like a monster's name. It's the Zorg.
You are indeed a giant killer.
Right.
Oh, which reminds me.
Nancy Zorg.
There you go. I don't know if anybody caught this. They gave Godzilla a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame.
Oh, you know, did they?
And this is what is so great about it. If you happen to see this, the clip of this, or a picture in your newspaper uh-huh. tomorrow, it's a guy in, like, the cheapest Godzilla suit.
Right. Was he breathing fire?
You could ever imagine. He had a fire extinguisher inside the big mouth of the oversized head of Godzilla. So it's a guy like 5'8", 5'9", running around in front of Man's Chinese Theater. Then every once in a while he stops and goes, ah! And this fire extinguisher comes out of the mouth of this retarded-looking plastic mask. And it is absolutely the worst Godzilla outfit I've ever seen.
If you go to Yahoo News, I think they have the picture. And it's great because they've got... Johnny Grant, who is the honorary mayor of Hollywood,
right.
whatever the hell that is, Godzilla in a rubber suit and like four Japanese people.
So you're saying that the Godzilla outside of the Man's Chinese Theater, not nearly as realistic as the one in the movie.
Yes,
that quality Japanese horror movie.
You are correct, sir. Here we go.
You can see the string.
I'm glad we got time today.
Me too.
This is a weird one.
All right.
Now, let me start by saying Joan Collins is bald.
Okay. All right.
Get that mental picture.
Yes.
You know, Dynasty, she wrote books.
Mm-hmm.
Beauty.
She was in the bitch.
Right. The beautiful old Joan Collins. She's 71. She's bald. She's not got cancer or nothing.
Not like in chemo or anything like that?
She's just bald.
Don't
she's
know.
Bald. She's bald as cue ball.
Really?
You know how we know she's bald as a cue ball?
How do we know?
Okay. There's a girl. Now, she's 24 now. I don't read these books. Is it Erica Jong? J-O-N-G?
Yeah, Erica Jong. Okay. Fear of Flying, right?
Erica Jong has a daughter. The daughter who hung around with Joan Collins when she was 13 because Joan Collins was friends with Erica Jong.
And Jackie Collins, Joan Collins' sister, was also an author, right?
Yeah, that's maybe what I was thinking she was writing. Anyway, here's the deal. When Erica Jong's daughter is 13, she's at Joan Collins' house. Joan Collins says to her, "Oh, you can't go out with my daughter and the other kids. You're too fat." So this kid starts allegedly binging and purging and goes into a lifetime of bulimia or whatever the thing is, a feather down your throat. Anyway, she's held this inside.
She's kept this grudge.
She's now 24.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
She's written a book.
Right.
Virtually the only thing that she's got in this book is the fact that Joan Collins is bald. And the only reason that she's letting this go now is that Joan Collins is the reason that she became bulimic.
Wow.
And it's a big secret.
One little fat comment?
No one's supposed to know. Well, it's more than one fat comment.
Probably.
They wouldn't let her... what did she say? Something like, "I wanted to go on a day trip, and Joan Collins wouldn't let me because I was too fat."
Wow.
And said I was too fat.
Wow.
So this girl was 13, had a bunch of emotional problems, and now she's come out on the other side.
How does she know that Joan Collins is bald?
Because she's seen her many times without her arsenal of wigs.
Oh, my God.
She's been hairless for at least 3 years.
Baby.
The book by Erica Jong's daughter is called something, Sex Doctors in the Basement. It's like her memoir on being the daughter of Erica Jong.
Erica Jong, right.
But apparently, like, as soon as they get to page 3, it's like, you know, "It was great growing up." Oh, yes.
Joan Collins called me fat.
And
she's bald.
She's bald.
Well, you know, I think we need to get them on Oprah or something like that where we can have some evidence, and you know, I'm not going to believe it unless I see it.
She's bald. Now, I don't watch Desperate Housewives.
Oh, because I watched it the other night.
I'm a man.
Mm-hmm. Now, come on.
There's something on Channel 206, Mike, called ESPN Sunday Night Football.
Well, you know, I know you can't miss a football game, but I watched the beginning episode, and I watched the one the other night with all the talk about it. Call me a fag if you will. Well, it was an interesting show.
That wasn't me. That was just some CB interference.
Yeah, right.
The deal with the girl that was dead, the girl that was hit in the head with a blunder, do I have that correctly?
Yeah, she is the more homely of, I hate to say it, but that's the only way to express it. She's not the prettiest of the mommies.
You should know that they may be pulling a Bobby Ewing on you.
Yeah, like it's a dream.
She's back filming new scenes.
Hmm. They might be flashbacks.
Or she may play her twin. On Desperate Housewives. So
okay. You can throw the fag stuff around, but you know, I enjoy watching
the women,
Nicolette Sheridan, sure. And Terry Hatcher.
Yep. Ask it any way you have to.
Eva,
who is it?
Eva Longino,
something like that. Yeah, Gabrielle is her character name.
Man,
oh yeah, no kidding. And now one of the hottest shows on TV, about to overtake CSI in the ratings.
Say what you will, Sunday nights, I watch a beautiful man named Paul McGuire
on
ESPN.
You've been known to watch your Monday Night Football and flip around and check it out.
I'm loyal to football. Always loyal to football.
You would have liked the scene of... I'm not going to say that. You'd like the scene of the lady washing the car.
Oh, yeah. Meant,
you know? We like all the baking scenes. The problem is Sunday night, they keep putting quality stuff on the Hallmark Channel.
Can you name it?
You watch that?
Can you name the Hallmark Channel? What is it?
Is it 312?
It's 311, I think.
I was in the neighborhood.
Hold on.
312 might be game. No, 309 is game show.
This is the most retarded discussion I've ever had with Rob in my life. Okay,
but we were really into it. Was what was sad.
This is like a discussion almost like who would win a fight, Superman or Spider-Man.
Mm-hmm.
We're having a discussion about how bad Leah Remini's career is going.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I mentioned to Rob, I'm watching football with Frito on Sunday, and every time that there's an ad for CBS for the King of Queens show,
right.
It's only got Kevin James. Like, Leah Remini's not even part of it, because, you know, she's big as a house, and she had her baby. So, I'm talking about this with Frida. It's true.
Right.
So, I'm talking about this with Frida, and I mentioned to Rob when I came in today. I mentioned this, and Rob says, well, that show is pretty good, King of Queens. It'll be on in syndication. I said, no, the only place it would ever end up would be, like, on the USA Network.
Mm-hmm.
Rob said,
perhaps WGN would take it.
And then it evolved into a discussion that had nothing to do with King of Queens.
Right.
It became a rather spirited discussion about which channel was better.
Like stronger.
USA.
As far as the little independents?
No. Mike, which is the stronger network? USA Network or WGN Superstation? Rob and I spent roughly 10 minutes of our busy, busy day.
It's true. And you know what? We were so into it that it took us a while to realize that we were making asses of ourselves.
And we both give our wives the same load of crap.
Where did you line up?
I got to leave at 1 o'clock because I got to get to work extra early because I got meetings to go to. Meanwhile, I'm sitting in the room with a boy throwing paper clips at him going, listen, it's USA. I mean, it's not a quality network, but USA is so much better than WGN
is a super station,
not anymore.
It's a glorified local station.
But you know what I should have thrown out?
What?
WGN still has the Cubs. They've got the sporting background.
Yeah, but they don't run as many Cubs games as they used to.
But they still have some, and they had Bozo.
Well, did you guys let TNT into the equation?
No, this was strictly
just
USA versus WGN.
Well, it's a network versus a superstation.
Mm.
There is no discussion. I mean, the USA is a real network.
How?
Thank you, Mike.
Did I agree with you on that?
Thank you, friend. And it's
how can you make the argument?
USA is a station. It's a station.
It's a network.
No, it's not a network.
Yes, it is.
What, does it have affiliates? Like, I can turn on Channel 50 and something?
How many affiliates does WGN have?
As many cable stations that pick it up as...
Same with USA.
Does USA have a local newscast?
They don't. No, they don't. That's what makes WGN better, because they serve their market.
Uh-huh. They don't need a local newscast, because they're a national channel.
I like the local. I like the local flavor.
USA.
What I meant was WGN has local news, like for Chicago.
Yeah, and that way I have to bow to it. But they have Matlock.
Uh-huh. Well, there you go.
They have everybody has Matlock.
That's true.
Yeah. It's always about Matlock.
And you kept yelling out, they have a Law and Order. USA has a Law and Order.
Well, they do.
They do, I know.
They got Law and Order SVU. They do every night at 8 o'clock.
I think both of you should have brought more stations and networks into the argument,
Mike,
that are in the same quality as USA and WGN. Mm-hmm. Like you got your TBS and your TNT.
No, that's a pretty fair matchup, though, USA and WGN.
Let me stop right there.
Oh, you're getting, yes, am I agitating you at all?
No.
All right.
I'm not. I put my hand out because we're having a discussion that I feel very strongly about.
Okay, I know you do.
TNT and TBS are indeed a step above USA.
I agree.
In my opinion, right? TBS is the white trash of cable networks, and TNT is slightly more refined than TBS. However, TNT still has that smell of direct cable on it.
Where does FX,
basic cable?
Where does FX linger on this scale? Where do you put
below
FX?
USA?
Below USA.
Wow.
I would have to agree with you there. TBS has really reinvented itself too, because it used to be a superstation. They used to do news. They used to have the
FX
ball
has really the stock has gone up for FX because of that show Rescue Me. Right?
Yeah, but again, it's all relative. I mean, really, in the big scheme, just because 10 more people watch that on FX. Right. I mean, I think the crap on Nickelodeon gets the biggest ratings of anything.
Oh,
cable.
You can't say that Nickelodeon's better than FX, can you?
No, but TV Land is.
Yes, and yes, Nickelodeon is better than FX.
I don't think I've ever watched TV Land.
Oh, you need to for SpongeBob.
SpongeBob, yeah, no.
SpongeBob on Nickelodeon.
Kids.
TV Land. They don't run SpongeBob on TV Land.
Oh, he said he never watched TV Land. I thought he said you never watched Nickelodeon.
No, I never watched TV Land.
You should.
Yeah.
Hold on.
Good programs.
Hello, Eric. Don and Mike.
Yeah.
Show.
What's up, guys?
Hi.
I'm going to have to back up Don on this one. Back in the day, USA used to run a show called Up All Night.
Up All Night, yeah. Night. USA, it's a real network.
Well, it was like really soft porn.
Hold on, here you go, though. Here's a
really soft porn.
Here's a question for you. How about UPN?
Mm-hmm. Now, that is a network.
Versus, what would be your cream of the crop cable?
Cream of the crop cable?
Right. Talking like in the universe of TNT, TBS, like USA, Home and Garden, Discovery Network.
The Golf Channel.
Family Network.
We're going to need a chart. PAX
Beth
TV.
Ann. Thank you. Oh, Beth
I
Ann
hate PAX.
Beth Ann did. PAX. You know they run Diagnosis Murder, though. With Dick Van Dyke.
The Family Channel or PAX?
Hey, so,
yeah.
Play the PAX sound effect for yourself there. Come on, give me a break. A little fairness, please.
Let's see, WGN. See, you go to their website and it's like a crappy local station. And look at USA Network.
Can't attack them based on their website.
They got the Bourne identity.
That's your lick.
Look at that.
And you know what? I'm about to jump too, because now I'm seeing the WGN has allied themselves with
Oh, no, Rob, you got to keep up. You stick to your guns.
I like them.
It makes it fun.
And hold on. I see right here. Look at this. Law & Order, SVU, every night on USA.
Sure, it's easy.
And here's another
Put
reason.
Put that on. Put on Law & Order.
But I hate this guy, this show Monk on USA.
Oh, that's Tony Shalhoub.
That's why USA is a real network, though, because they got real shows like
that. Yeah, they have generated their own programming.
FX has real shows like that.
Oh, well, sure they do. Just not as many viewers. It's just not as good a network.
True. That's true.
See,
I base my love of FX on that one show, which is fantastic. And Nip Tuck is on that channel.
Nip Tuck's another great show, yeah. It's Hello, great. George?
Yes, you're forgetting the first self-proclaimed network for guys, Spike.
Oh, Spike TV sucks. That's below FX, dude. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. It was better than Hallmark.
Well, only
None
Rob
of us were championing
Rob. Only was. Rob brought that up, and let me just Rob a couple of those.
And let's not forget Oxygen.
Hello.
Women's Entertainment.
John. Hello, John.
We.
Hello, how have you been?
Hi, we've been great, John.
Hey, you guys ever watch that show Nip Talk on FX?
Yeah, we just brought it up. I do.
We're
I love it.
About it.
Great show.
Oh, we got a break. I want to throw one more out. I think you guys would have to agree it's a real network. Mm-hmm. Lifetime.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Now.
Yeah.
Yeah,
well, it's real, but I hate it.
But no, here's why you should
put it. A Lifetime feature presentation.
Here's why you should put it in your regular rotation.
Why?
I don't know when it was. Over the weekend at some point, there was nothing on, but there's never nothing on for me. I go to Lifetime, and it was a great TV movie with Peter Strauss, the guy that was in Rich Man, Poor Man.
Right.
And He gets beaten up by his wife, Judith Light, who was the coffee cake haired lady.
Right.
On,
so they're rerunning a made-for-TV movie?
Yeah, and,
what they do.
And what she does is she comes home from work and she's had a couple of drinks and she goes, I hate the way you run this house. And she just, boom, boom, starts pounding on him. And then his dad comes over and his dad says, how could you possibly beat your wife? And he says, Dad, she beats me.
No.
And I'm telling you,
who played his dad?
It
wasn't Ernest Borgnine.
No, Bo Bridges.
Bo Bridges.
Oh, good.
Bo Bridges played his father?
Yes, he did.
Wow.
Back in the day, it was an all-star.
That had to be some makeup then on Bo Bridges to make him older.
To make him look older, yes, sir.
And everything you say is fine, but WGN still carries the telethon, too.
What? Jerry?
Yes.
Okay, you're a loser.
No, I'm a winner.
And just remember, it's not a TV movie unless Mike Farrell's in it.
Amen, Mike.
Thank you.
Amen,
then you're
Mike
watching.
O'Mara.
And the father from the Michael J. Fox show.
Oh, Michael Gross.
Yeah. Michael Gross. That's,
he does a lot of things where he plays molesters, doesn't he?
And he was also great in Tremors.
That's right.
Michael Gross in Tremors.
Mike Gross.
That's gross.
We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Me? That's why the bosses sent me out here. They wanted me to make sure none of the other crews robbed the joint. Like these two balloon heads over here. They were going to try to bang us out of 200 grand? Yeah, right, I'm sure.
The Don and Mike Show. You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Are you retarded?
What?
It's not a rhetorical question. Are you retarded?
Billy's one.
If you got a problem, don't care what it is.
I am retarded.
But they're not cheap, just thoughtless. Don and Mike.
Thank you.
Yeah. Billy Swan, I got two strong arms. I can help.
Billy Swan!
It would sure be good to do you good.
I can help.
I can help.
I can help.
If your child needs a daddy.
I can help.
I can help.
Help.
I can help. I can help. Help, help, help.
Help me, I'm falling.
Help, I need somebody. Help, not just anybody. Help.
Honey, can you help me?
Billy. Billy. Don and Mike.
Mike.
Billy.
Hello, Billy.
Billy.
Don and Mike, radio God.
Hi, Billy.
What can we do for you, Billy?
Billy.
I was calling to prove that Rob's a jackass.
Oh, now Rob, step up to the microphone. A man's challenging you.
Billy.
What can I do for you, Billy Giblet?
USA Networks has their own film studio. I don't know.
Everybody know what just happened.
That is defeat on Rob's part.
Rob just gave a look that was like, I don't care.
And he actually shrugged his shoulders.
Right.
Name me a good film they've made. Whereas USA, I'm sorry, WGN, gave us thousands of quality episodes of Bozo.
There you go.
Bozo.
You cannot. No, you don't.
Sir. Yes, he does. Let him go.
Don't back the Rob.
Send Billy McBride on his way.
That wasn't Beth Ann's cousin, Billy McBride.
Uncle Billy.
Uncle Billy?
Just F-stick. A guy named Billy.
We established yesterday he's an F-stick. Rob and I, right before the show is
that's
over.
Billy Bailey, by the way.
Billy Bailey.
The one from the movie.
Uncle right. Billy from Mr. Wonderful Life. Right. Rob's dad and I share a passionate hatred of Uncle Billy. I hate Uncle Billy in that movie.
Really?
I hate Uncle Billy. I wish he was dead.
Because Uncle Billy has to screw things up so bad that George Bailey can make it right.
Well, I suppose that's the whole premise of the movie, but it still makes me mad when Uncle Billy is all excited because George Bailey's younger brother has won the Congressional Medal of Honor, uh-huh. and he goes into the bank the Potter owns, and he's bragging to him, and he's so stupid. He's such an F-stick.
No, he's not retarded.
But he can't, you know, he can't remember that he's got $8,000 in his stupid finger hands with this twine turned around the fingers. Makes me angry.
You don't care for him.
I get mad just thinking about it. Hello, George.
I hate being the policeman.
And then he cries. What does he do when George wants the money?
He
cries. Uncle Billy cries. I would have liked to see George Bailey wail on Uncle Billy.
No.
Like, beat him to death. That wouldn't be right.
I would rather you call it an eye stick.
Quentin Tarantino. An eye stick, a wonderful life.
Intercourse stick.
Okay, an eye stick.
Must. We don't do the show we used to.
An eye stick.
Okay.
I didn't know that that was...
It's like an iPod.
I didn't know that that was... I'm hoping that I get an F-Pod for Christmas.
The U2 F-Pod is wonderful.
Hey, Billy?
I've been doing a radio interview.
It's another Billy. Billy Bush?
Billy?
Gentlemen!
Billy!
Boys, I listen every afternoon for 6 years when I was living there.
Here he is, the good-looking one from Access Hollywood, Billy Bush. Billy, Nancy is not on with us today because Nancy Yodel is in
She's lighting the tree.
Lighting the tree with Al Roker.
With Al Roker.
Wow.
Billy Bush, first off, you know, you did morning radio here in D.C. for a long time with Janet from Another Planet.
I did. Yeah, I know. You're Janet from Another Planet.
Yeah. Let me ask you a question about her.
Mm.
Did she ever strike you as an Indian giver or the type of girl? That's not politically
Are you
correct.
Still holding on to that?
I know what the meaning of Indian giver is, but I'm afraid I don't.
Yeah, okay. One time I had a bet with her on our radio show,
right.
Me and Mike, that I would get my hair streaked and colored if she would shave her head.
Shave her head bald.
She did not. And
You always resented her
I
for
can't
that.
Let it go. Billy, which one of these networks appears... It's not a trick question. We're having this discussion. Which one of these networks, in your humble opinion, is a better network? USA Network or WGN Superstation? Not a trick question, just your opinion.
I don't know. I'm going to say WGN.
Yeah. Wow, Rob. Wow. Happy man, Rob.
Wow, I can't believe that. And this guy works
Rob
in the
very happy.
This guy and Billy Bush works in the entertainment business.
He's connected
to our little network.
Really, you think so? You would put... Okay, let me ask you another one then. TNT or WGN?
WGN.
Wow. So you're a fan of WGN.
I think WGN is strong. TNT does some nice original movies.
Mm-hmm.
But other than that, it's Law and Order, right?
He knows.
Oh, he knows. Okay.
He knows.
He's on it. Billy, here you go. Tonight on Access Hollywood. Now, I should tell you that we have a history with Leah Remini.
Yes.
This is a history I know very, very well.
Ah, very good.
So I told you I listened to the Don and Mike show. I'm not just saying it.
Mm-hmm. So, and we appreciate that. And Billy has done...
It's a bit of an obsession, though, isn't it?
It is.
With Leah?
Sure.
Yeah.
Or Billy, I should say, it was.
Yeah, we're on the outs with
yeah,
that.
Yeah, it didn't end all that pretty. No.
So tonight on Access Hollywood, Billy Bush will be going into...
No, it's not tonight. I'm going over and doing the interview. It'll air at a later date.
Oh, you know, then it's so good we had this discussion.
But I'm going to be over there at approximately the time you are signing off, if you're still signing off at 7.
Yeah, we are. Are you going to see...
Can't we bridge the gap here? Can't we kind of... Bring people parties together?
Well, she got...
You make peace? We were discussing that, Don.
Let us know.
We were discussing that only weeks ago. Should we extend an olive branch?
Here's an in for
you.
What
was the falling out over?
We made fun of her wedding being broadcast on
VH1.
And she didn't like it.
And also, she owns a restaurant called Vivian's, and her husband, now Angelo Pagan, works as the doorkeep, and also...
No, but that wasn't what the...
He's the short order cook there.
The real falling out was because we talked about the VH1 thing, and we kind of gave her a hard time, and she got angry about
exploiting it on TV.
Yeah, about it.
I think it's just typical female behavior. I believe that she was angry over something else, and you probably struck her at the wrong moment.
I couldn't agree with you more.
You know,
it's not a relationship we want to see go away, and maybe you should.
Well, I bet if you mention our name to her first, she might go who, and
you might want to do it at the end of the interview.
And then
Billy.
She would say, "Not those bastards." So you have to go to Leah's house tonight to interview Leah and Angelo and the baby. And listen, I mean, just between you and I, are you like all the shots are going to have to be of her sitting down, right?
I don't know.
Now, see, that's not going to help.
More.
I mean,
that is not going to help.
Not helping.
That's not going to help with the olive branch if that kind of comment.
I thought we were trying to bridge the gap here.
I know. Listen,
the divide, my man.
Are they bringing any special lenses?
Now, Rob, sit down.
Stop.
You're not a fixer.
now, Billy, who is...
I'm going to change your words and tell her, you know what? Don says he thinks about you all the time.
Uh-huh.
He said you might have been over the line a little bit. And really wishes he could rekindle the friendship.
Why don't you let Billy Bush do that at the end?
If you can pull that off, you're the man.
Yeah.
But I will. What if I call her with you if she agrees and I call you back at this number with Lee Remini?
If you do it, you're coming on the air, but I don't think she'll do it. I think she hates us.
Really? Is that bad?
Well, how long has it been? It's been 2 years since we've talked to the girl.
It's really been two years.
This could be good. This could be interesting. Yeah. As long as you can remain conciliatory.
Billy,
if you have to go into wide angle lenses, you're going to blow this thing apart.
That's right. Billy knows our show, and that's why he knows.
I guess I could go easy.
You know what? Don, you may want to put yourself on tape and leave the room.
Billy, I smell a Christmas miracle happening.
Yeah,
I do too. Isn't it special?
The Leah Remini Christmas miracle.
You can make that happen. When you do this show out there, and now we should congratulate you. You had a kid, right?
My third daughter.
Wow. Way to go.
I had the first two in Washington. I used to get up, you know, with the baby very early and listen to Buzz Burbank's interviews, the public service interviews.
My God, you did listen. Fantastic.
I thought they were riveting, every one of them.
Thank you.
So now that you live the holiday, before I ask you about that, do you know if Leah's mom is going to be there tonight when you do the interview? I bet you she will.
I don't know. It is in her home, and I understand it's with her. We're going to be in her closet and the daughter's closet.
What's her mom?
I really got the big assignments here. I'm feeling important.
What's her mom's name?
I'm trying to remember.
I blocked the mom's name, too.
You remember what she said to me?
Yes.
I was not kidding. She said she saw evil in my soul.
So you have evil in your soul.
Evil in my soul.
What was the sister's name?
It's a tremendous compliment. I've got a research thing here.
Gorgeous, beautiful.
Yeah, we forgot.
Nicole is the sister.
Nicole, all right.
Nicole is the, or is that the Britney Spears sister, or is that the one with the nose issues?
Mother is Vicky Marshall.
Vicky. Lovely Vicky. Vicky with an I.
Just pass along our very best.
Please do. Billy, how are you getting along out there in Hollywood? I mean, because you had the radio thing going, then the next thing I know you're on Let's Make a Deal. God knows we busted your chops about that. Like, this guy's a lottery winner.
Mm-hmm.
That you go from having a radio show on Arrow 94.
Just work with NBC.
Z104.
Right.
Then you go to NBC. Now you're on Access Hollywood. How's this happen?
I did one spot for Extra. And then afterwards, the local WNBC in New York called me and said, hey, can you do something fun for our incredibly boring morning show?
Hmm.
I said, what do you mean, just like feature pieces all around town? Anything I wanted to do, they'd give me a crew, and I'd do it once a week and did it on a trial basis. And I started to hit with them, and then I was on every Friday morning, sort of had my own little segment. And then Access Hollywood was looking to hire full-time in the East Coast, and when you're in, you know, local WNBC is also, all the network executives are in the same building.
Wow.
So they all had their TVs on. They said, you know what, let's try this guy.
What are you enjoying for lunch?
Grilled chicken.
Ooh.
And steamed broccoli. I'm trying to wash my girlish figure.
Yeah. Well, you know, he has been on the radio.
Because Billy Bush is so fat.
And now he's eating.
So you go from local D.C. radio to getting a job in New York, which is pretty good. And then you get the gig on Access Hollywood. Now you're out there. You got your wife. You got the kids. You got everything. I mean, are you living the Hollywood lifestyle, or are you still semi-grounded?
This is all, Billy, correct me if I'm wrong, this is all within like 2-3 years, right?
Yeah, well, I've been on the show for, it's about 3 years to date. And I was doing the New York thing. I was a correspondent there, and then I just moved out here. Actually, my wife moved out here in August while I was in Athens doing the Olympics, and then I arrived September 1st. I've only been here really.
Hold on, stop right there, lottery winner. When I'm in Athens covering the Olympics,
Billy Bush.
She was about 7.5 months pregnant. Moved two kids, a cat, a sedated cat, on the airplane. Put them all on there. Took everybody out here. Trucks behind. The mother came out and helped set up the entire house. When I walked into the house, everything to the last fork was put away.
Wow.
Unbelievable.
How are you making the adjustment out in California? How do you like it out there?
Bit of an adjustment. Not wild about the living situation. We have what we have in, you know, Northern Virginia or in D.C. and same where I was living in Chatham, New Jersey, is communities. You know, you can go out and you can yell at the neighbor. They don't have that here. Everything's strip malls and large boulevards.
Yeah.
And then you live in your house and you have your gate in front so no one else can see in. That seems to be the way to go. So it's not really, you know, the community thing happening here.
Yeah.
But the job is good.
I'd give up the community to be on in Los Angeles.
Christ, I would.
I swear to God, I would. That's never going to happen for us.
You know, there you are. Billy Bush has left us.
There you are on TV, and me and Mike are still here in the same crappy studio talking.
I guarantee you, both of you are making more jank than I am. I know I've got a good idea what kind of jack you guys pulled out.
You're right about that, Billy.
It's definitely more than me.
But there comes a thing called self-esteem. At some point, you know, really the money's nice, but Christ, look where we are and look where you are.
Well, if you want to know why Billy's doing what he's doing and we're doing what we're doing, we have to take a look in the mirror and we have to be realistic.
And listen, I couldn't go to Leah's house. I couldn't pull that off. Exactly what's the reason for the piece on Leah Remini? Is it because she's on King of Queens or she's a celebrity with a baby or is it to go behind the scenes at her house or what's the reason?
It's a new thing. I think we're getting ready to do just a week's worth of celebrity closets. We go in. Ah. Listen, I don't come up with everything, but we go in there and we look through all of their garments.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe we can do teasers as to whose undies are these.
Billy, last thing. What's the final destination for you? What do you aspire to be?
Yeah, I mean, think about it. Where would you like to be 10 years from now?
Well, there's the safe answer, and then there's the real answer. Give me the real answer.
Okay, the real answer, please.
I think the real answer is if I can get into the, while at NBC, because they've been really good to me, is get to the late night. If I can get in there.
Replace Conan. That's the real answer.
You know what I mean? I mean, you're laying yourself out there, but what the hell? I mean,
yeah.
I figure if I do act, look at this coupling, ready? Act in Hollywood at 7:30, then you do something at like 1:30, or whatever. If Carson moves to Conan, you do something late there, but produced by the same people where the interview can just be let it fly, right? It's 1:30 in the morning. The questions that you can't ask at 7:30, you can ask at 1:30. We've got all the resources. We've got the entertainment library. We've got the footage. We've got everything we need, and we've got an empty studio right next to us. Out here in L.A., it's Tonight Show, Access Hollywood, and then an empty stage right next to us.
You bastard.
Wow.
You good-looking bastard. Well, continued success.
You're a good guy, Billy.
You got to call Jen. Hey, listen, why don't you call Janet, call her up sometime? You know, she's turning, I shouldn't say that, she'd kill me. Her birthday is coming up.
How old is she going to be 50?
December 17th, I believe, is her birthday, Friday.
And she'll be 50.
You guessed it. We guessed that you didn't tell us.
All right, Billy, have a great time at Leah's house, and maybe you can pass the word back to Access Hollywood that we'd rather talk to you than Nancy.
No, that's terrible. We love Nancy.
That will hurt her feelings.
Yes, we love Nancy.
That will hurt her feelings.
Love you both. We just have the DJ thing going with Billy. That's why that works.
That's right.
He's been down here in the septic tank that is... You know, morning or afternoon.
I'm telling you, everybody feels so bad for you right now.
We're dying here. You know, you're gonna go get in whatever it is.
Where's the next meal coming from?
The limousine that you're gonna get in, that will take you to Leah's mansion.
Right.
That's the life.
I'll steal something out of her closet for you.
Good, please do. I think seriously, at the end when it's all done, maybe just throw it out there.
Not on camera.
Just
say to her when you're done, hey, I was on with Don and Mike today. Do you hate those jerks?
Right.
You
know. There's no question I'm getting into that.
All right.
Fantastic.
Good talking to you, Billy. You're welcome on this show anytime.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Yes. Okay, talk to you soon.
Bye.
That's Billy Bush from Access Hollywood.
Really? Lottery winner.
Yeah, no kidding.
Wow.
And he's one of those smooth guys, you know. He actually didn't try to make us feel better.
When I was in Athens, shut up. Slow down for a second.
Right.
You were in freaking Athens.
Hey, and he's got the Alan Thixby, too.
Hey, Mike, you're grounded.
Hold on.
Yes, sir. I'm Billy Bush.
Give me a second here. Hold on, Mike.
Mike O'Mara, you're grounded.
That's the real Alan Thick.
I think Billy Bush is Alan Thick.
I think if he really goes into Leah's closet, he should try to steal some compassion. I don't think you're going to find a lot.
Consider the olive branch extended. Wide angle lens and compassion.
And Vicky. Come on.
Vicky.
Billy Bush, not quite as abrasive as Alan Thicke.
No, not nearly.
Yeah, right.
Hey, thank you.
All right, thank you, Billy. Oh, and listen, we are on such a good roll.
Gotta go to Athens.
We are having a great show today. Uh-huh. I don't want to tempt things.
Come on, guys.
Come on, that's right. The game is Honk for Cash.
Uh-huh.
The game is Toot for Loot.
And you know how we play the game. I'm not going to waste the time explaining it to you because
nobody
follows the rules anyway. I do want to say this, that we'd like to... Oh, you doing Alan Thick?
No, I'm doing Billy Bush. Hey, how you guys doing?
With the horn for cash.
Mike O'Mara, you're grounded.
Thank you, Alan.
Here's the deal. I'd love to try horn for cash. I bet we get a winner if we do it at a shopping mall stop sign.
Brilliant.
Okay, because everybody's out doing the holiday shopping.
Right.
So this time we're not going to say go to a highway, go to a byway, go to a four-way light. What we want you to do, go to a shopping mall.
I need more chi-ching, guys.
Mike O'Mara, you're grounded.
Go to a mall. If you're in your car right now, drive to the nearest mall, call us at 877-365-3636. Now, this is a new way of playing honk for cash, latch, toot for loot.
Right.
Since we will not be involving the pesky traffic lights.
Very, very good.
So you go to the mall, and I'm picturing in my mind, there's a mall out here that we all go to in the D.C. area, Tyson's Corner.
Uh-huh.
Here's the deal. You pull out, it's like any mall. You pull out of Circuit City, and you're right by the Heck Company and the Outback Steakhouse, and there's a stop sign there.
Right.
And all you got to do is make a rolling stop. Yes? go ahead. What?
Well, you know it's in the car in front of you.
What?
Probably a mom with three beautiful daughters and a sedated cat, guys.
Mike O'Mara, you're grounded.
Thank you. Right on.
Go to a pleased to be going to a shopping center.
Uh-huh. Yeah, strip mall.
And then you just actually a bigger shopping center.
Right,
No, like with your anchor stores, your Sears,
right.
your JCPenney, whatever it is.
Yes.
And when you're driving out, you just stop at the stop sign. You don't move, and we pay you $1 for every honk that we hear from an agitated motorist behind you.
Yeah, because that's where people really go bananas, and the rules don't apply to the regular road.
That's
you know,
right,
I mean, people
right.
go a little more nuts.
That's right. So we are trying to simplify, streamline, and fix this fantastic bit, honk for cash.
I miss the communities.
So call us.
Mike O'Mara, you're grounded.
Thank you, Billy.
877-365-3636 from Canada. It's 800-636-1067. This is a bit that never goes right, but I got a feeling if
today.
We try it today in a shopping mall,
right.
If we take the whole left-hand turn signal out of it.
I like the new twist. We'll see what happens.
So you're just at a stop sign, and you don't go, call us. We'll be right back.
Excellent. Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Billy.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Like my body. I was honored to be on our next performer's new video.
Yeah, I see fish.
And if I ever record an album, I want this guy to produce my... to make me beautiful duet.
After you let the air out of the balloon, all that you're left with is the latex and the Don and Mike Show.
Right. For all things concerning the show, go to our official site, donandmikewebsite.com.
Go to the store.
I love the way you whore like that. Thank you, Mike.
My pleasure.
Thank you. Thank you for whoring.
My pleasure.
Honk for cash. Go see that softly, was in that quietly. I'm not going to throw myself into this and be disappointed like I am every time we play this game.
Good well, maybe
you.
That's the key. Maybe that means this time it's really going to work.
Tell you in my heart, I've always known this bit is killer.
Yeah.
Honk for cash, toot for loot. Hopefully you people calling now will actually be in shopping center parking lots. This should really help us with the factor of the lights about to change.
Right.
I'm going to wait. All right. Just wait for it to cycle through. Let's start with Dennis. Hi, Dennis. Don and Mike Show. Hi, Dennis.
Hey, how's it going?
It's going great, my friend. Are you at a shopping center?
Unfortunately, I'm not, as I had indicated.
Of course you're not. What is that sound in the background, Dennis?
That is cars. Several cars behind me.
He's all trouble. Right. Get rid of him. Right.
Yeah. Where are you calling from, Dennis?
Buffalo.
Right. Thanks.
I'm on a green arrow right now, and I can stop right now.
No, wrong.
Not
didn't
how we're playing.
Didn't we say? I thought that we tried.
You made it clear. Dennis didn't listen.
We tried to get past that whole green arrow thing this time. And I don't
God didn't make little green arrows.
I don't mean the comic book guy either.
No.
Do you remember the green arrow?
Yeah.
Hello, Rachel.
Hi.
Hi, Rachel. Don and Mike Show. Are you at a shopping mall?
Yes, I am.
Ah, beautiful. Rachel, where are you calling from?
Buffalo.
Right on. What's the mall you're at?
Walden Galleria.
Okay, now, very simple for you. What you got to do is go to one of the main entrances or exits to this mall.
Okay. Yeah,
you'll be exiting. You get to a stop sign, and then for 30 seconds, you say, okay, Don and Mike, I'm at the stop sign. 30 seconds, you don't say anything. You don't say, they're honking a lot. You don't say, am I doing okay? Look at your watch. 30 seconds, don't say anything.
You got something around there? You got a stop sign around there that'll do the trick, Rachel?
Yeah.
That's confidence, yes.
Oh, I'm waiting for cars to back up behind me.
Sure. Is the mall kind of non-traffic-y today?
It's kind of slow.
It's slow. Yes, of course, it is always slow after
Perfect.
Thanksgiving.
Yeah. Okay.
What if I did a traffic light in the parking lot?
Oh, honey. Honey.
I can do a stop sign.
Honey. Rob, say it.
Whore!
Thank you, Robbie. Let's go to Craig. Hello, Craig, Don and Mike Show.
Gentlemen, good afternoon.
Craig.
I think I can get us a winner here.
Are you in a shopping mall, Craig?
Yes, I am in a shopping mall. I abide by your rules. I abide by your rules of the road. Matter of fact, I think I'm going to get this guy to hold on.
What?
Hold on. Now, what's your...
I'm in a mall, and Craig. Hold on. All right, I'm moving. All right, hold on. I'm coming up to a stop sign. It's the main feeder road out here by Owings Mills Mall in Maryland.
Owings Mills Mall. All right.
Yes.
Okay.
And I'm actually exiting the mall, so there's quite a bit of traffic.
All right.
There's about two cars behind me. There's a car
Craig.
In front of me.
Okay, Craig, you're going to have to button it a little bit.
Less talking.
Slow down. Slow down. We appreciate your enthusiasm.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
tell us.
It's very exciting.
He's going to be
I get the opportunity
disqualified.
To
somebody else. Disqualified.
You know, if this was like medieval times, all these callers, it would be off with their heads.
Yeah. Off with their heads.
We would have nothing but heads rolling around.
Craig didn't want to listen. He wanted to talk.
Hello, Phil.
Phil?
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 Phil Connor? Phil?
Hey, guys, how you doing?
Hey, Phil, hi there. Welcome to Hog for Cash, Toot for Loot.
Yeah.
Are you at a shopping center right now, a mall?
I am. Actually, I don't know if it's easier. I'm at a light that's red right now. If y'all want to wait, I am in White Marsh Mall.
No. I thought we were pretty specific when we said we were not going to use lights this time. It was going to be just go to a stop
I was at a stop sign, but a street vagrant came up to me and kept rapping on my window.
Sorry to hear that.
And a lot of these people are just plain trouble.
Okay, again.
Red metal sign, octagonal.
Here is Donald.
Word stop on it.
Donald, Don and Mike Show. Hello, Donald.
Don and Mike, how are you?
Welcome to Hung for Cash.
Big white letters.
Are you at a shopping center, a shopping mall, sir?
I am at Sunrise Mall in Sacramento, also known as the Jewel of Sacramento, the Crown Jewel.
The Crown Jewel of Sacramento.
All right, beautiful. What are some of the anchor stores at this mall?
We have Dot Shop, we have Macy's, and Sears.
Okay, see, Macy's and Sears tells me it's a big shopping center.
Is it a trafficy day at the mall?
Pretty heavy. There's not many empty spaces.
All right, good. What you want to do, Donald, is start exiting the mall, and when you get to a stop sign, tell us, and then for 30 seconds you stop, you don't go, you don't say a freaking word.
And I should point out there is the time change in Sacramento, so it's a little more in the middle of the day, so you might not have as many people out.
Coming up on 2:30, but I think generally speaking, once you get past Thanksgiving, like busted,
I would think so.
The malls are always jammed.
Yeah, Rachel in Buffalo is what I was basing that on.
Yeah, well,
or it might have been Dennis, or maybe it was Craig or Phil.
Donald.
Donald,
have you found a stop sign yet?
I am pulling up to it now.
A lot of traffic in the parking lot, Donald.
There is a lot. There's a lot
Excellent.
Of people. There's
right,
few empty spots.
Remember, we're going to pay you a dollar a bark when you get to the stop sign.
A honk.
I'm sorry. When we get to the...
Although we would pay for a bark.
I'm here now.
All right, go.
Okay, go. Don't say anything. 30 seconds. Go. Shut up, you.
Whoa.
Shut up, you. Anybody want to help me here?
Dying.
Donald. You know, again,
hard.
I was at the mall on Saturday, and I was in front of Maggiano's, and I didn't move, and I had eight
people honking at me. And
that's it, Donald.
You know what?
Hey!
I'll say this for him. He played the game correctly.
He didn't talk. God bless him. Was there anybody in back of you, Donald?
I had four or five people go around me, and I got...
Oh, they went around you.
Hold on.
I got the finger twice, though.
I know you love this. We hear someone who says he's lying. How can this guy possibly be lying? Hello, Kim.
Hi, John and Mike.
Hi, Kim. Why is this guy lying?
Because there is no God Talks at the Sunrise Mall.
Why don't we put her on with Donald?
Oh, I've got the conference together.
Donald, what do you say to that?
No, she's right. There is not.
There's a JCPenney, a Macy's, and a Sears.
Why did you say there was, Donald? Why did you say that?
I was thinking around, because I'm in the front of the mall, around the back side.
He's a liar.
No, he had two out of three.
No, I don't think he was trying to lie to us.
Okay, thank you.
I don't think he was.
Thank you.
Go home and take that out on your husband.
Here is Victor. Hello, Victor.
Hey,
Victor Victoria, Don and Mike show. Hi, welcome. Welcome to the magic that is Honk for Cash. Are you at a shopping mall right now?
I am at a shopping mall. I'm at White Marsh Mall in Maryland.
White Marsh Mall.
Very good.
All right, beautiful. Do I have to outline this for you again? Go to a stop sign. Just don't move. 30 seconds. We'll pay you a dollar for every honk.
Are you at a stop sign yet, Victor?
I'm at a stop sign right now.
Go.
Five or six people.
Go.
Hey, all right, don't say anything. Your 30 seconds starts now. Go. Here we go.
Stand by for us.
These are holiday nerves. You're going to hear frayed.
Mm-hmm. I don't hear any even outside.
One guy just walked. He just drove by.
Victor, what is the prime directive?
Victor, you're not allowed to talk during the 30 seconds.
Yeah, but nobody was beeping.
Doesn't matter.
You know, here is Beth Ann. Hi, Beth Ann.
You know, you guys, the rules of the road don't apply in a traffic mall parking lot, so you either have to up the ante to 60 seconds or go back to it. Do you understand? Because people...
Beth Ann, may I tell you something?
I have to leave the room, don't I?
This is the crown jewel. Oh, shut up, you caller. This is the crown jewel of my radio arsenal.
Mm-hmm.
I reach into the utility belt. Yeah, go ahead. Make your faces reindeer shirt. And I'm telling you...
No, there's no reindeer today.
I'm sorry. I'm telling you, this bit is gold, Beth Ann.
It's solid gold.
Don't question this.
We've been doing this for almost 20 years.
Okay.
And it is always this good.
Okay.
So it's a winner.
Get out of here. Get out of here. Okay?
There we go. It's a winner. This is a perfect bit.
What is she thinking?
I don't know.
What is she thinking?
I don't know.
I mean, I know she's the producer and all. She's fantastic.
HDS.
But what is... What?
How dare she? My God. It doesn't need any help.
I mean, I've never been more offended.
I was going to say WTF, but I'll change it. WTH.
Yes.
What the heck?
That's better.
What the heck?
My God.
Woman.
Oh, what's she going to play with next? The Barkoff?
Have you got cheating on your mind?
Don't tamper with this.
This is great. I mean, I think that Dennis, Rachel, Craig, Phil, Victor... And Dennis, or whoever the hell it was.
Yeah. It's a relatively simple concept.
They've all succeeded.
I've been to malls where it's not easy. Like, for instance... Tyson's Corner Mall.
Mm-hmm.
There's no way to go around somebody. If you're right in front of Saksmith Avenue and Maggiano's...
That's the... Really. Our own little mall in our backyard, Tyson's Corner, that's the one that I'd love to get a call from.
But, Mike, there are malls like that all over America.
That's true.
Here we go. Here is Jennifer. Hello, Jennifer.
Hello.
Hi, Jennifer. Thank you for listening. Are you at a mall, darling?
Yes, I am.
Okay.
Yep. What mall, Jennifer?
Eastern Hills in Buffalo, New York.
Well, all right. Calls from Buffalo today.
Right on. What we need you to do now, is this a major mall, Jennifer?
Yes.
What's the best store in the mall?
It's a pretty Kaufman's. I don't know.
Kaufman's.
Yeah.
All right, Jennifer, you're not demonstrating a lot of confidence here.
Kaufman's. Hi, welcome to Kaufman's.
Hello, Kaufman's.
Happy holidays.
We will sell it to you at the lowest price possible, consistent with value.
Hello.
With quality.
With quality at Kaufman's.
Consistent with quality.
I told everybody off the air, it was such a great Regis Jewish moment. The other day, I love watching Regis. I really do, because he's just a powder keg every day on that show.
He's starting to wear thin.
So it was yesterday. He's talking to Kelly Ripa, and he says, "So I'm having dinner with Michael Feinstein." And he turns to Gelman, and he says, "I have a question, Gelman. With my Jewish friends, how do I keep track? Is it Steen or Stein? And the show stops.
Sure.
No one wants to jump in and say, hey, Reed, like, you're going into Jew territory here. I mean, you really shouldn't be, like, discussing this, Reed. You don't. This is Car Wreck City.
Hi there, I'm Regis Philbin.
And he says, no, I'm serious. I have lots of Jewish friends, and it's Feldstein or Feldstein. And he goes, Gelman, you're Jewish. Is it Stein or Steen?
And Gelman wasn't helping.
And here's how he gets out of it. She says nothing. He says, all right, I'll figure this out. And he goes, so, Julia Roberts had twins. It was a great, awkward, Regis moment, because on a show like that, you can't discuss something like religion. And I think that's valid. I'm the same way. I know a guy that, I don't remember what the first part, but the last, Goldstein. Steve Goldstein.
Right.
I also know a guy named Mark Goldstein. Okay?
Well, I know my friend Mark Silverstein.
Okay.
Who's on the Food Network.
It would be Silverstein. Regis could have handled that.
No, it wouldn't
that.
Be Silverstein, because he'd be angry if you said Silverstein.
But, I mean, it could be. There could be a guy out there named Silverstein.
I'm not sure what the rule is, though.
Yeah. Well, the point is that this is something you can't discuss on daytime television.
Hi there, I'm Regis Philbin. How do you do it? What the hell's going on here?
How do you do it with these Jews guys?
All I know is Jennifer from Buffalo's up in Kaufman's.
Jennifer.
I am.
At Kaufman's. Are you ready? Are you ready to try the holiday edition of Haunt for Cash?
I am.
Okay.
We'll sell it to you at the lowest possible price, consistent with quality.
We need you to pull up to a stop sign, tell us when you're there, and then for God's sakes, dear girl, don't say anything for 30 seconds. Hold the phone out the window.
Are you there yet, Jennifer?
I am.
Go.
At a stop sign, go. Now, don't talk for 30 seconds. Reset the clock. Here we go. Clock is rolling.
There you go. One.
Please be quiet, my sweet. Not a word from those beautiful beast-tongue lips.
We're close to having a winner.
Two.
Same beat. Uh-huh.
Don't matter.
Don't matter none.
Darling, shut your pie hole for 5 seconds.
Three,
two, one.
Winner!
We have a $2 winner!
Yeah.
That's right.
We will have to check it, though.
Yes, we will. Yeah. Jennifer, we do need you to beep your own horn, please.
Okay.
Same horn.
Jennifer?
Uh-uh.
Jennifer?
Yeah, I mean, clearly the same horn.
Did you beep your own horn, darling?
No, I didn't.
To try to get the $2? We could review the tape.
I would tend to believe her.
Well, I would not.
I'm gullible like that.
I think
would not. Buzz, my goodness. Buzz,
what do you think? I know it's $2. But
yes, of course. Over $2 that you're cheating for.
Do you honestly think?
It could be $2 that she could spend at Kaufman's.
Yes. And she'd be able to buy a $2 product consistent with the quality.
From Ronald Goldstein.
Right. Stein.
With Kaufman's, yeah.
I move we penalize her 60 cents.
Why?
For $1.40.
$1.40. All righty, then.
Listen, I trust you. You've won $2.
Oh, my God. How do I collect?
Exactly.
Thank you. Hold on, Jennifer.
All righty. Have a great one.
All righty.
I got away with it.
Right.
I won. I got the
$2.
Hello. Rebecca?
Hello.
Hello, this is the Don and Mike Show. You want to try one more? You want to try one more? Rebecca, where are you calling from, honey?
I'm in Maryland.
Right,
I'm at Arundel Mills Mall.
Arundel Mills, I've been there.
Yeah, that's up in your neck of the woods by Annapolis, right?
Yeah, when I used to live there, yes, absolutely.
All right, now it's a very simple proposition we have, Rebecca. You go to a stop sign as you're leaving the mall, and you don't move.
Mm-hmm.
And
almost there.
For 30 seconds, you don't say anything, like a nice woman should. And really, you know, always nicer to be seen and not heard if you're a woman.
Absolutely. The prime directive, KQ.
Right, and that is...
Keep quiet. Isn't that right, Rebecca?
Well, you know,
that's right.
I thought it was KQ was kill quick. Or, depends. Of course, King Queen.
Yes.
Hi, Leah.
Yeah, King of Queens, and she'll be getting that message from you tonight.
From Billy Bush.
Mm-hmm.
Are you at that stop sign yet, Rebecca?
I have one more car in front of me to go through the stop sign, and then I'll be there.
How many are in back here is more important, Rebecca?
Looks like about five of them, six of them.
This could be the big winner.
This could be the mother load here. We might give away $8 or $9.
Ready?
Yeah.
Ready?
Go.
Yeah. Go. Don't talk. 30 seconds on the clock. Here we go.
I can't hear anything.
I got it turned up all the way.
Even traffic noise. You think you'd hear traffic noise if she was...
It's a magical game.
If she was holding the phone out the window.
How dare Beth Ann come in and say, this game needs some refinement.
Why does one want to improve on perfection? Was that a big...
I think it was.
I think it was.
But you look at how good all these contestants have been. Nobody's pisses off by talking during the 30 seconds.
Victor did, yeah.
Oh, well, some of them have disappointed us. She didn't. Rebecca? Rebecca, darling?
I'm here.
Rebecca, we didn't even hear the sounds of traffic. Where did you have the phone?
Out the window.
Huh.
Well, I think we heard one beep.
Did you get one beep?
Oh, my God.
Did you get one, Rebecca? Did you hear one?
I got four of them, actually.
Well, we couldn't hear them.
Yeah, we couldn't hear. And, Rebecca, could you honk your own horn for us, please?
Yeah, you ready? Listen.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Do you hear it?
Okay. I don't know. Maybe it's the phone. You sound fine.
Let's give her...
Do you want me to go back around?
Oh, God, no, please.
Pick up some English's fried chicken.
What did you buy at the mall today, Rebecca?
I bought a Game Boy SP.
Oh.
Nice. For my son.
Yeah, and now you've got, how much did she win? $1?
$1 to defray the cost of that Game Boy.
$1. Yeah. Okay, if you're not, you know, what mall are you people going to? Because when I go to the mall, there's like 8 stop signs.
There were like 12 cars behind me.
There were 12 cars and nobody beeped?
Swear to God, there was like 4 beeps, but you guys, I guess, didn't hear them.
No, your phone didn't pick them up.
All right.
Well, I can go back around.
That's very, very nice.
Enjoy the Game Boy that you bought, and I guess you can get like half the Cinnabon or something.
Have a Natty Boat Christmas.
With the $1. Thank you for calling, Rebecca.
Thanks.
Ho, ho, ho.
Enjoy your dollar.
I can go back around. It's a terrific time.
Well, what did I tell you?
Hey, another winner.
That's magic.
Hello?
Hey. I told you so.
It was great.
Yeah. Of course.
Yeah, now you know.
Like gold plated.
Best there game you ever. Go. That's right.
Okay.
I just played it.
Right. Okay. Bye. Listen, Grasshopper, this is the master signing off now.
Okay, bye.
Bye-bye. Genius out. Merry Christmas, pork chop.
That's nice.
Bye-bye.
Hallelujah.
Well, that's her nickname, you know.
God, yeah. I love that game. Who doesn't? It always does that. It's great.
Shut up. I think it has a charm, Mike.
Thanks to Dennis, Rachel, Craig, Bill, Donald, Victor, Jennifer, and Rebecca.
Thank you for remembering and writing down those names.
Winners all.
We gave away how much?
Total of $3.
$3. $3 given away. Time for a phone scan right now, everybody.
Honk for charge.
877-365-3636. That's the number from America, Canada. 800-636-1067. We take your live on-screen telephone call.
Right.
In a rapid progression. It's the phone scan that lies straight ahead. Be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
As all we had when I was a kid, Robitussin. No matter what you got, Robitussin better handle it. Daddy, I got asthma, Robitussin. I got cancer, Robitussin. I broke my leg, Daddy poured Robitussin on it. Yeah, boy, let that tussin get in there, boy. Yeah, boy, let that tussin get on down to the bone. Yeah, the tussin ought to straighten out the bone. It's good. If you run out of tussin, put some water in the jar, shake it up, more tussin. More tussin.
The Don and Mike Show.
What the hell do you think you're doing here? You're out of the business for good, forever.
Listen a minute.
Shut up! You shut your mouth once and for all.
Right.
Just think of all the good they've done. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Yeah. Let's stop and think about that for a second.
No, let's not.
Now that we've done that, let's move on with the phone scan.
Very good.
877-365-3636 from anywhere in America, from Canada, from Mexico, 800-636-1067. These are on-screen calls, so who knows? Here we go. Hi, Don and Mike Show. You're on the air. Hello.
Don.
Hi, phone scan. Hello.
Yeah, it's your dad. I want my Cadillac.
Oh, my God. He never stops calling.
Daddy with the caddy. Sure. Hello. Don and Mike Show. Phone scan. Hello.
Don.
Yes, and Mike. Hi.
Hi, how you doing?
We're doing great, thanks.
A question for Mike.
Yes, sir.
Mike, always wanted to ask you this. Given that you're more talented and smarter than Don, why do you make less money?
I actually resent the question, sir, and this is the second day in a row that we've gotten a hump on the phone scan, and it's just not fun during the holidays.
Right, dude. Hey, dude, really, what's your problem?
You know, the divide and conquer thing was done maybe 19 years ago, and it doesn't work.
Just an honest question. Just an honest question.
Here's an honest question. What's your problem, dude?
I have no problem.
Me and Mike do a show. We go together like peanut butter and jelly.
But yesterday we had the hump call that was just trying to stir things up. And I want to ask you a question. What is so disturbing in your own life that you have to just try to rile disc jockeys? What is the deal? Here's the deal.
Uh-huh. For years, you guys bust chops, okay?
Yeah, you have an agenda.
Hold on. Very creative. Hey, that's really creative.
Yeah, la, 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 no,
oh, ahead. That's talent. That's talent.
No, sir, you say I have no talent?
I didn't say it.
That's talent.
Yeah, that is talent.
I'm telling you.
Amen.
That's the fastest finger.
Amen.
And listen, shed no tears for the financial situation of Mike, even with the two X's.
Oh, okay, yeah, you go ahead and say that. You know, you pay that alimony.
Oops. Hello, Don and Mike show. Hey, who signed the agreement?
Sorry.
You did.
Mistake.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don and Mike, that dude's a real turkey. Hey, Don, you mind if I give a Mike a feel-good I got in the paper for this morning?
Yeah, I do. Hi there. Don and Mike show. Hello, you're on the air.
Radio guards.
Hi.
Hey, I tried to get through yesterday when you had J-Dubs in there. Is there any way you can pass on a couple of questions?
To J-Dubs?
J-Dubs? Sure, I'm his listener.
Just
sure.
Two quick ones. What toilet brush is Ma recommends? And if she's all fogged up wearing the Wranglers.
All right, you know what? You get the chime time because that's pretty good.
Yes, yesterday we found out that J-Dub's mom is a janitor.
And also Phyllis Diller told us that he will not, if he was a Jew, he would not get into heaven because he got a tattoo.
Apparently that's the rule.
Steinerstein.
And J-Dub's mom is head of the janitors.
That's right. Head of the union.
At the middle school.
And they had like a Jerry Springer moment yesterday when they were on the telephone together.
I think they can get into heaven. She just can't be put, or he can't be put in a Jewish cemetery.
Because of the tats.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Right. So, I mean, you can be buried somewhere else and you'd get into heaven?
Hello.
I don't know.
Not in my show. Hello.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Hi, we're doing very well, thanks.
Good, good. Hey, I just had a question about the absinthe. Were you guys drinking it straight out of the bottle?
We were drinking it the way you're supposed to, the way the guy from Prague showed us, which is you pour water over a sugar cube.
Over a sugar cube,
you were drinking glasses of it.
Cold water.
Had it straight.
No, idiot, we were pouring it into our hands. we were drinking it out of dog bowls.
Now, we drank it the first time, that 1792 stuff, over ice, which kind of has the same effect, but the best way to do it is the way that guy showed us, where you strain it through this special spoon, and it's just water. It sounds like you're making, like, heroin or something.
It's like hillbilly heroin. That's what it's like. And that's the reaction I got from my family as well when I was doing this. They're saying, why are you standing in front of the ice maker with the water that comes out there? Why don't you use water out of the tap? I said, because Buzz showed me that you use the water that comes out of the refrigerator at that little spot.
Oh, is that how you did it?
Yeah.
Oh, see, I did. I put ice in actually one of those like a measuring cups because it has that perfect little spigot.
That's what
we do. And then I found the less water I had, it actually had a perfect stream. And it really melted the cube.
And you want that.
And I want that to be I want to be in a movie or a book about me. The Perfect Stream.
The Perfect Stream, the sequel to A Perfect Storm.
Hello. Don and Mike show.
Don and Mike, I'm sitting in my garage and there's six cars behind me.
Hey, somebody that might be aware of some of the scams run on Honk for Cash.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Alleged scams.
Preposterous.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Today is the birthday of both G. Gordon Liddy and Clay Aiken. Coincidence? I think not.
Wow.
Liddy will be celebrating by making the Hitler salute all day.
I'm G. Gordon Liddy. And how old is he today?
Oh, God. Okay, you want to seriously play the game?
All right.
I'm going to guess he's 73.
I think he's 74.
I think
is 74.
74, Buzz?
I believe.
I'm going to say...
Can you go to Nazi.com and look that up for
I'm
us?
I'm looking now, yeah.
Go to Adolf Hitler. Go to ILoveHitler.com.
And that's his state of age. That's the age he set on the air.
Hello. Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don and Mike, this is the God of Hellfire. They're bringing fire. I got a question.
Did you understand what he just said?
Something about fire and fire.
I am the God of Hellfire, and I bring you fire.
Oh, okay.
Very good.
I got a question for you guys. Why wouldn't you listen to BA? She made sense.
She made sense about what?
How the game works.
No, listen.
It works best with the light.
Oh,
I've been listening to you guys for a long time.
Thanks again. You know, this is beautiful. This is really beautiful. Let me ask you a question, sir. Let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
Let's say you're at that Thanksgiving Day game in Detroit. Peyton Manning throws six TDs. You would not have the nerve to call him up and say, hey, Peyton, you know, if you had just thrown that out pattern to Marvin Harrison, you would have had seven TDs. Why is it that you feel the need to crap on me?
I would have thrown a six-pack at him.
Okay. Get out of here. You don't even get jokes.
You know, and really, when he starts with that marble mouth thing, I'm the God of your fire.
Hello.
I have Liddy's age, by the way.
What is it, Buzz?
75.
Oh,
he's 75.
We're all losers. Except the mortuary.
Of course.
They're going to be the big winners very soon.
If you wanted to pick him up a gift, it's not too late. He's registered at Murphy's.
I got to go.
Everybody hit the button.
Yeah. Hey, he's been on me longer than he was on Rob.
I know.
Mike's referring to the finger guy who we all just had to hit the dumb button on.
Maybe you just need to give him what he wants. Then he'll move on. That's what I did.
And how's your hair doing?
Horrible. I hate it.
Your hair looks good.
You know,
great.
You've not cut your hair in how long?
I think it's been...
How many weeks?
6 weeks since we made the agreement, so it's been 9 weeks.
You know, your hair grows incredibly slow.
It's ridiculous.
Besides good nutrition.
I had a dream about that last night.
Tell me about it.
That Rob was actually really, really cheating.
Hold on. You had a dream about Rob?
I did.
Was I trimming all my hair?
All of it.
Mm-hmm.
No, you weren't. That's the part of the dream. You were telling me you were shaving.
Like a forest.
But you weren't, and the hair was not growing.
The enchanted forest of Rob.
Meanwhile, like, we were getting ready to go to break, and I came in because I haven't cut my hair, and I look like Johnny Damon.
Sexy.
And Rob's hair stays the same length.
No, it has.
That'd be a horrible scam on
me. It drives me nuts. I tell you what, it touches my ears, it touches the back of my neck.
Places
I haven't been touched in years.
Do you agree that it grows awfully slowly?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. But my hair grows.
When was the last time it was measured?
Last week. You want a measurement right now? You want to call for a measurement?
I don't know.
Don and Mike show. Hello, we can do it tomorrow.
Yeah.
We can do it today. I don't care. Measure his hair. I believe him that he's not cut his hair. Just after 6 weeks, you don't have that look.
I think you're going to get a very stunning surprise when you come back from Christmas.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Wow.
Hello.
I
don't know what that means.
Yeah, hi.
Hi. Listen, a couple of quick things. Jews don't have heaven, so you don't have to worry about getting there.
Wait, you dropped out. What was that?
You don't want to hear that.
Is that an
anti-Semitic
comment?
It certainly was. You don't want to
hear
that.
Don't repeat that, sir.
Hello there. Don and Mike show. Turn your radio down. Hello.
Listen, a couple of quick things.
No.
Gorgeous.
Thank you.
Turned up all the way. Hello. Don and Mike show.
You mentioned Liddy.
Don and Mike, my brothers.
Hello, you're on the air.
Phil from an area in Sacramento that Mike doesn't like.
Oh, nickname. Hi, Don and Mike show. Phone scan.
Don and Mike.
Hi.
Hey, did anybody from your show watch that Wife Swap show on Channel 40?
Does anybody watch the Wife Swap? You got the Channel 40?
I'm sure Beth Ann watched it. I'm sure Beth Ann watched it. She watches about everything.
I didn't watch it, but they won't return my calls. I'm desperately trying to be a contestant.
Don and Mike show. Hello.
Don Mike, radio God.
Yes, we are. Hi there.
Hey, Mick here from Toronto.
Yes, hi, Mick. Oh, almost dangerously close to a nickname, but that's okay. What can we do for you?
Just want to say you guys are awesome. I've been in the country for about 6 months, and you definitely make my afternoons.
All right, fantastic. And how are you finding Canada from down under?
Cold. Very cold.
Yes. All right, it's an Aussie checking.
And I just want to say that I don't think it's right that Bush is there. We've not commented on this. You know, Bush is out in Canada.
Yeah, not being very well received in Ottawa,
no.
I understand.
Right. I mean, what's he doing going up there? I mean, why not go down to Mexico? I mean, same difference. I mean, you want to work with the powers in the world at this point.
It's the swagger tour.
Let's face it, Canada's not a power.
He's just going, he knows that. He's not going up to, he's not yielding to them. He's going up to go, yeah, what do you think now? I understand you've been protesting me. Take a look at me. Look at my face. This is the face you're going to see for four more years downstairs in the real country.
I heard you needed a flu shot.
Don and Mike's show, hello. It's just funny, on the news they're making a big deal. Bush being very conciliatory, going to Canada.
Thank you.
Is putting out the olive branch, saying, yeah, Canada's the best neighbor we could ever have. Canada's the best neighbor we could ever have just because they happen to be our neighbor to the north.
Hello, Canada. Look at me. I'm here. I'm the president of the United States.
With no offense, of course, to any Orientals. No disrespect.
Of course.
It's just I bleed red, white, and blue.
That's Canada.
Hello.
Yeah, you can protest all you want. I ain't going nowhere.
Don and Mike. Hello.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Can I help it that I just think this is the greatest nation in the world?
Mm-hmm. Don't get me crying again.
Can I help it?
Don't do
can
one of those speeches.
That I don't think George Bush should be going up there and kissing Canadian ass. I don't care how retarded he is. He's our president, for God's sakes.
Mm-hmm.
He represents us.
Yes, I understand.
Let's keep him under wraps, okay?
Yes, we can, because he's so good.
Let's tie him to a chair. Hello.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Yeah.
Listen, I have a question for Mr. Mike.
Is this a real accent?
No.
Yes, I look for you.
Oh, get out of here. No. Hello, Don and Mike. I had to hang up on Slim.
Hang up on it.
Hello?
Oh, Don and Mike.
Yes, we are. Hi.
Hey. Well, I missed another opportunity to call somebody a whore today.
Really? When was your mom on the show?
Hey.
Oh, I'm sorry. A kid because I hate.
Now, your disrespectful producer could have been called a whore.
Oh, now. Let me just say, you may have a point. I'm kidding. She's allowed to have her own opinion, even when she's wrong.
That's right.
Call me in the office.
Call Rob in the office, please. 1-800-WHORE. Call him anytime.
That's all that guy wants to hear is her.
That's why I won't give it.
And Rob did give out a whore today.
Yeah, I hand them out when it's necessary.
That's right.
Rob gave out a whore.
Like
you really gave one away.
And everybody's going to have a great Christmas.
Hello there. Don and Mike show.
Don and Mike.
Yeah.
This is Francis Liddy.
Oh, hi.
Francis Liddy, how are you?
Hold on a second.
Hello, ma'am.
That's a good caller. Hey, what's happening, ma'am?
How's it going, Francis?
Well, my husband's birthday is today.
Right. Yes.
And if anyone would like to send gifts, we are in short supply of Depends.
Oh, very good. Thank you, Francis.
Thank you, Francis.
She knows her times table.
That's good. Once a year.
Don and Mike show. Hello.
Strong hips.
Hello.
Hey, Don and Mike. How you doing?
Right. Good birthing hips.
Birthin.
Birthin.
Birthin. Hi. You are on the air.
Hey, Don and Mike. How you doing?
Hi.
Good. Hey, I wanted to let you know something. A while back, you talked about people sending their ashes up into space, and I found a website. It's called Life Gem. You can actually turn your dead family member into a diamond. So I thought
they're doing that now.
Okay, thank you.
That's true.
Gordon Liddy might be kicking it someday. Thank you.
All you have to do is mention that man's name. So what do? You, like, put it in some sort of a big high-pressure thing?
Yeah, they press the ashes into charcoal or coal, which becomes a diamond then.
I'm sure I'd be cubic zirconia.
Well,
they would squash me. I'd be, like, fake.
That's what it is, really.
This is a buzz matter of fact.
Yeah. Yes, that's what they do. Like, he's got what? Well, you got one of those machines next to your washer and dryer?
How long do it take?
Yes, he does.
That's a
good question. Right next to his wood chipper.
I'd like to know how long that takes. It would have to take a long time.
Donaldo E. Miguel, hello. This is the phone scam. And you were just on it. Hello, dear.
That was valuable time right there.
Don and Mike.
Sure we was. Were moving so fast, and there we could have discussed how long it would take to actually make your loved one into
hello.
A diamond.
Don and Mike show.
You don't have to love them.
Hello. Hello!
Once again, here we go. We're pressing forward again, and these people aren't speaking.
Killing us. We would love to turn you all into diamonds. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Don and Mike.
Yes, hello.
Hello.
Amazingly, you're on the radio.
Hey, I got a quick question. Actually, I'd like to discuss a few things with Mike about the Red Sox Nation.
No, I'm sorry, sir. It took too long for you to get there, but go Nation.
Don and Mike.
You'll indulge me come spring.
Hello, folks. Scan. Hello.
Hey, Don, you said that no one ever tells Peyton Manning, you know, like, Monday, I'm out.
What? Yeah, thank you. Good Eject. Point.
Hello?
He ejected. He's gone.
He said I'm out. And he hung
ejected.
Up.
Okay, yeah. Right. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hi, Don. Hi, Mike.
Hi there.
I thought that I heard Mike doing Mr. Thick earlier and had a hint of Martha Stewart in there.
Mike was doing who?
Mr. Thick. Alan Thick.
Oh, my God. The secret is out. Now you know.
You got Alan Thick on my Martha Stewart.
They're the same person.
Hey, you got Martha Stewart on my Alan Thick.
Hey, Mike, you're grounded. Did you enjoy that, ma'am?
Very much.
Thank you.
Goodbye.
Thank you. I just pointed at Rob.
Hello. Don and Mike show. Hello.
Yes, when I met the poor little Mrs. Liddy, she was doing calculus equations on the train.
That's true.
Hello.
Historically correct.
Don and Mike, hello. Phone scan, hi. Oh, God. Hang up. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yeah, I want to... Hello?
Yeah. Last person on the phone scan. Hello, what's your name? What can we do for you?
Hello?
Yes.
Yes.
What's your name?
Jennifer.
Hi, and Jennifer, what can we do for you?
Oh, I was calling to ask Buzz a quick question. First of all, I want to tell you, Buzz, I think you guys are awesome. You're super. Buzz, how much is a bottle of absinthe in Prague?
You know, I don't know. I think they sell for about $100, $90 to $100 if you buy it on the internet.
Hello?
You've never bought one?
I have a friend that's going to Prague, and so I wanted to give them money to pick me up someplace. I wanted to know how much to get.
90 should cover it, and you'll get change, I would say.
I'm excited. Hello?
Yeah, you got your answer?
Yes, I did. Thank you.
Thank you.
Shut up!
Okay.
Jennifer, no, it wasn't for you, man.
Lady?
Sound like a music box to me.
You have won a prize.
Oh, really?
That's right. You're the last person on the phone scan. You won dinner for two at Carrabba's Italian Grill.
Oh, cool.
No time to eat out. Try Carrabba's curbside carryout. Call in your order, pull into the car side carryout parking, and your dinner will be brought to you pronto.
Yum, yum.
From Carrabba's Kitchen to yours. Bon appetit. Thank you for listening.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jennifer. I'm sure she will enjoy her dinner at Carrabba's.
Hold on, just a second.
She wasn't like that.
Oh, sure she was. They're all like that, Buzz. Are you kidding me?
In a world where owning a radio was strictly forbidden, one man found a way to bring good news to his people.
That's right, J.C.
Buzz. He made it up.
Hi, Buzz. Hi. What is your lead story on the news show today?
Today, liberal Supreme Court rulings on gays and marijuana. Get them while you can.
Okay.
Well, you have.
It's Buzz's news.
Stay tuned for news and comments.
This agenda.
Coming up on the Don and Mike Show.
Mike, that was very...
Professional Big D.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
The Don and Mike Show.
Even tastier than a nice gay mocha. The Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, make mine with lots of froth. It's time for Buzz. News comment brought to you by Smoke Break.
This is good smoke.
Smokers break the nasty habit without getting weight. Smoke Break, revolutionary tablet for smokers. Get it now at fine retailers. It used to be in BTO. Here is Buzz. That's what the B was
right.
for.
He was right. The overdrive part.
Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike. Now, can the federal government punish someone for having medical marijuana if that someone lives in a state that says medical marijuana is legal? That's the question the Supreme Court has agreed to consider in the case of two California women. The court might decide against the women and overturn state laws allowing for the doctor-prescribed use of the plant.
Oh, no, this is going to wreak havoc on my cross-country drives.
Hey, Tracy, baby.
There's a renegade feel to the way states have okayed it, even though they know Uncle Sam's against it, so it's a constitutional question. But California's not the only state with legalized medical marijuana now.
I got my morning constitutional. The wacky tobacky.
The number of states that allow it are increasing. The drug's proven to help glaucoma and cancer patients and people with severe chronic pain.
Or depression.
Multiple surveys show that the majority of the American people favor legalizing prescription pot.
Or just to keep your edge. Here's. No, this is strictly medical.
Okay. Yeah, so you say.
Yeah, that's right.
Funny.
Yeah. Here's where being the Supreme Court, though, allows you to be crafty. Yesterday, the court either gave an okay to the Massachusetts gay marriage decision, or it dodged the question completely. Either way, the court refused to consider a challenge to the Massachusetts ruling. Last year, the Massachusetts Supreme Court ruled that gay marriages are legal there. That set off a wave of same-sex weddings across the country.
I'm going to throw the red flag.
Yes?
I'm going to make a challenge.
Okay.
Right now.
Yeah. Come on now, quick, before it's too late.
Well, you might get that if you watch football. Because in football, you throw a red flag. You have a challenge that you only have a few seconds to do it.
You better do it before the plays run.
A lot of the coaches keep the red flags either in their sock, some of them very distinctly in their front pocket.
Yeah, so they know exactly where it is, and it's right near their hand.
Catholic groups
throw a red flag.
Catholic groups
flag.
Flag
me.
Catholic groups took their objections to the U.S. Supreme Court in Washington.
Yeah. Hey, Catholics! Catholics kick ass!
The reason that some of
CCD rules!
The reason some of these Catholic groups didn't get their protests in because sometimes these Catholic groups start much too late. Yesterday, on the same day it agreed to consider medical marijuana, thank you, Billy Joel, the court refused to listen to the Catholics' anti-gay marriage case.
Do you know?
Yes.
I'm sure you do, because I just recycle crap every day, that when I back in when that song Only the Good Die Young came out,
right,
when we played it at Pro FM in Providence, we had to make an edit.
Really?
Took out the part where it said Catholic girls start much too late.
Really?
Because it was too controversial
in a very heavily Catholic area in Providence, Rhode Island.
So it was something and something and something and something, and it sounded like a train wreck every time we
I would think
played.
So I hate that.
And all the other stations played the version that, and also for whatever reason at this station we never played Kodachrome by Paul Simon.
Why?
Because he sings When I Think Back on All the Crap I Learned in High School.
Oh, my God. And she wouldn't play the whole record?
Gary Berkowitz would not play the record at all.
Yeah, there's an interview.
Only for Good Die Young, we had to go in the studio. A bunch of disc jockeys had to make the edit to make it sound semi-presentable.
And there was also, I think around here, they would edit out the word Christ out of the Ballad of John and Yoko. But they say it like 10 times. So it's 10 times it sounds like your radio glitches.
What, the Ballad of John and Yoko, what station was that on in our hot rotation, though?
What's that?
The Ballad of John and Yoko, what station was
that? That would be before you were born, right?
Yeah, but you would still hear it, and I've heard it on
I'm just trying to think when I hear the Ballad of John and Yoko, that just was not a heavily played record, was it?
Oh, you hear it like on classic rock.
Right. Rock station.
Christ, you know it ain't easy.
Yeah, you know how hard it can be.
The way things are going.
Well, they're
going
to crucify me.
Crucify.
Now, speaking of things constitutional and albatross around your neck. Crusoe fiction.
Rob, I just wasn't sure, but it was a good observation.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Well, speaking of constitutional things, an election recount is underway in Alabama. Four Tuesdays. Yes, it's very much like that. Four Tuesdays ago, Alabama voters decided to change their state's constitution. Actually, decided not to change the state's constitution, to take out the words colored children.
Winner!
A statewide majority with less than a 1% advantage voted to keep the words colored children. When the Alabama Constitution was written in 1901, it required...
Hey, Rob. This is Robert the Mailman.
The original Alabama Constitution required racial segregation.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody thought it might be a good idea recently, since they no longer enforce that, to take out the line about separate schools for, quote, white and colored children.
Boogie.
Quoting Quincy down at the Magic City Barbershop, it would be better to redo it, you know, and...
This is ghetto-licious!
And kind of put a lot of people's minds at ease, end quote.
Alabama. Shocker they had that problem down there.
Well, but now a word about some New York firefighters who wore blackface in a parade just 6 years ago. A judge ruled in their favor yesterday, again, and ordered the city to give them $275,000 in back pay.
Oh, my Lord.
When these two firefighters and a cop rode on a racist float in 1998, then-Mayor Rudy Giuliani called their behavior reprehensible, and he fired them.
All hail Robbie Spiewak.
Oh, God.
Welcome to our float.
Last year, the judge ruled that the mayor had violated the officers' free speech rights because they were acting as citizens, not as representatives of the city. Yesterday, the same judge told the city to cough up the back pay. The city, even under a different mayor, says it won't pay a dime to these guys, at least not until they've appealed the judge's decision.
Oh, dear.
Cough up the back pay.
That's right.
Ooh,
Nazi.
Oh, tinfoil hat alert.
Oh, dear.
There's a new sheriff in town in the world of lie detectors. They can scan your brain, man.
No!
Yeah. At Temple University School of Medicine in Philadelphia, they've discovered that on a brain scan machine like hospitals use, you can see a big difference in the brain waves when somebody's lying as opposed to telling the truth. Four areas of the brain light up on the scan when you're truthing. Seven different areas light up on the scan when you're lying. And pitted against a polygraph machine, the old-fashioned lie detector was dusted by the brain scan machine.
Polygraph.
The brain scanner cannot be fooled.
Brain machine.
Brain machine.
Brain machine.
Brain machine. Don't get my brain juice on that brain machine, Buzz.
Oh, scary old brain machine.
Brain juice.
We told you recently that even more employers have wised up to the flu and the common cold. Bosses have started telling their workers to stay home when they're sick instead of coming to work and giving it to everyone else.
Right.
Like they did with you.
Yeah, when does that start here, Buzz?
I don't know. One cold virus can cut into productivity in an office for weeks, even months. You're not doing your best work when you have a cold anyway, or the flu. But now there's a new reason to stay home when you're sick. If you don't, you could die of a heart attack. A new study says you double your risk of heart attack or heart disease even if you work through just a cold because of the stress that it puts on your body. The government study involved 10,000 government workers.
I don't know.
You know, this is... I
don't know about that.
I believe I saw this on some one of the Good Morning Get Your Ass Out of Bed shows.
Uh-huh.
If they want to, they can research anything. Stress, you know, here's... I hate to... Boy, I hope she's not listening, because I hate to say something my wife said that's true. But quite often, if I have a cold, the first thing I want to do, I say, where's the coldies?
Mm-hmm.
Or I say, give me the Tussin, or give me the NyQuil, or whatever.
Back, whatever you
say. And she says to me, what do you think they did in the time before we had these products? Mm-hmm. I said, I know a lot more people died. There was a thing called the plague.
Yeah.
And she said, no, let's get past this. Let's say that you lived around the year 1900, which incidentally for me would just be
hell.
I would have to violate God's rule. I could not. I would have to kill myself. If I lived in a world where, like, you get around, you get in a stagecoach, and you got no TVs, and you got no iPod.
You would have figured out a way to entertain yourself.
No, no way. I need electronics.
They
absolutely
still probably had vodka.
Well, that's true.
Yeah.
But still, that only takes up, like, what, 18 hours out of the day?
Sure.
So she says to me, what do you think they would do back then? I said, I don't know. You know what they did? They tough it out. Now we got a pill for everything.
Mm-hmm.
Now everything is making you stressed out. Everything is making you sick.
Sure, you're more likely to have a heart attack. Give me a break.
I heard one today. Something, the tease was, women, do you drink at least 2 glasses of milk a day?
Mm-hmm. I heard that.
That could be causing you an extra chance of breast cancer.
Ovarian cancer.
It's everything.
Ovarian cancer,
right.
Whatever it was.
Yeah.
And my wife is smart in that regard.
Mm-hmm.
I think she is.
So are you with her? I mean,
she's agreeing.
What was she saying? Just tough it out?
Yeah, she's saying tough it out. Do what they did in the old days.
That's crazy.
And look, I was sick for about 2 weeks, and I still took the stuff behind her back. I still would take the NyQuil and take the
Dustin. Well, I think her point would be the stuff is, relieves certain symptoms, but by and large, you got to let the cold run its course anyway because they haven't found a cure for it.
No cure.
Incredible age of technology, we still don't have a cold.
Anyway, thank God
cold
for
formula.
Thank God for Sweep, because not only did I see the ad about saying that if you drink 2 glasses of milk, you can get ovarian cancer.
Right.
Thank you for that, Buzz.
Right.
I saw another great one on Channel 2 or 4, I'm not sure, the CBS affiliate, where they're in front of a deli. This was in New York City. They're in front of a deli counter. Anyway, they got a guy who says, there's a toilet that's been backing up, and there's raw sewage that is running out into the street, and it smells like a toilet, and the guy has called the city 25 times. Now, of course, the TV station doesn't do anything until they get into Sweeps, but what was great was they had a hidden camera, and they showed the film of people just walking through, and because there's so much junk in the street, you don't notice what it is. It looks like you're just walking through a puddle.
Ugh.
So what they would do is stop the people and say, hi, I'm from CBS 2 News. Do you realize that you just walked through human waste? That's why I love
Sweeps. That must go over pretty well in New York.
That was the lead story. That was the lead story followed by this thing about if you drink 2 glasses of milk a day, you can get ovarian cancer.
Man, see you later, Ice Dick.
And Frida, if you're listening, that's why I try not to take the over-the-counter stuff. I try to tough it out, Frida.
Good for you.
Because I don't want to walk through the excrement anymore.
Well, and also then she brought you roots.
Yes, yeah, she did. That's right. That stuff helped.
And they worked, yes.
That's a great book and a great TV show. Roots.
Yeah.
your cell phone may be coming down with a virus, especially if you're not careful about where you get your ringtones and screensavers. One new phone virus shuts down some of your phone's capabilities and changes all the icons to a skull and crossbones.
Oh, there's your phone now.
I won't answer. That's just my crazy ring.
Some like virus.
It's from the new Eminem. Yeah. Do you like it?
You got a virus when you downloaded that.
Yeah, it's probably. That song, Lose It or whatever it is. What's his new song? I Hate Everybody. Whatever it is, it's great. Boy, I could listen to this song over and over. Sing it, Marshall.
The skulls virus for cell phones kills your ability to send and receive text messages.
That's my skull.
And your ability.
I'm so wasted.
And your ability to access your address book and calendar. For hackers, computers are old school. Cell phones are the new frontier. Hackers want you to know your cell phone's not secure either.
Green Bay hackers.
Even
hackers.
Even
hackers.
Hackers. Even the boys at McAfee Antivirus are stumped, and they've done quite well protecting computers from hackers. It's already a problem in Japan, these phone viruses. There have not been many cases in this country yet. The state of Illinois...
Unless a beautiful lady from Chicago...
There's our hacker.
There he is.
No, they were stumped.
He hacks the show.
Either way.
Unless a beautiful lady from Chicago...
You know, the magic of Dennis is no matter what the story is...
Right.
Somehow he fits.
Right. Always.
But I heard you in the background.
Like a glove.
No, they were stumped. Thank you.
We get jokes wrong. What? We get jokes.
No, stumped. Mike, you're wrong. Mike, wrong.
The state of Illinois is still handing out free condoms, but they've stopped handing out the flavored ones. We'll tell you why when we come back.
All right, bud. Dirty Buzz. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Gosh, I hate to interrupt. It's all been so incredibly fascinating and entertaining and instructive. Really, the time has just flown by.
The Don and Mike Show.
Hey, the jokes stop now.
Yeah.
It's the Don and Mike Show.
Buzz Burbank. So powerful, so popular. Yeah. Two sponsors. Viramax has this break of buzz, the world's number one sexual performance pleasure enhancer thing. I got to look at those buttons.
Someone called for a doctor?
Doctor developed and clinically tested. It's patented. Call 1-888-TRY-VMAX. Now again, here is all-powerful Buzz. Hello, Buzz.
Hi, Don. Hi, Mike.
Hi.
The state of Illinois still hands out free condoms to prevent the spread of sexually transmitted diseases and unplanned pregnancies, but the state has stopped handing out the flavored ones.
Oh, no.
Yeah, state-issued condoms came in grape, lemon, orange, and the controversial cherry flavor.
How about ranch?
No, sadly no. And it's not going to happen now.
Cheddar, sour cream and cheddar.
Blood.
Salmon.
The state
blood.
Came out... No. Not probably not a good idea.
Blood?
Really. I'm thinking. Probably
blood.
Not a good idea.
It's the third time you said blood.
Fourth, fifth, blood.
The state gave out flavored condoms, fruit-flavored condoms, to prevent the spread of STDs during that special favor. That's why the flavored ones. But the governor, father of two daughters, has quietly ordered the health department in Illinois to stop the program, arguing that it undermines the effort to sell the idea of abstinence.
Mm-hmm.
Not abstinence.
Well,
no, not abstinence. That's right.
Hi, kids. Come on, Abe Lincoln wants you to get your flavored condoms.
Flavored condoms.
Mm. This is not the best condom I've ever tasted.
I'm sure it's just like chewing gum, you know, once you get through the initial flavor, you just get the taste of the gum.
Pepperminty. With just a touch of blood.
Heroes.
A 24-year-old Philip Quinn of Washington State had not been drinking or doing drugs, which makes even more mysterious his death by lava lamp.
Oh, yeah.
Phil was found dead inside his mobile home Sunday night. The lava lamp had exploded, sending a shard of glass right through his heart. Quoting police spokesman Paul Peterson, "Why on earth was he heating a lava lamp on the stove? We don't know."
Joe.
Thinning of the herd, Paul. Thinning of the herd.
What's great is that, as you mentioned, the guy's not drunk.
Right.
The guy's not high.
Right.
He simply has a lava lamp. He says, I wonder what's going to happen
if I
heat this.
If I heat it up because it's called a lava lamp.
I'm going to put it on my stove.
Now and it explodes.
And the shard goes right through his heart.
Right through his heart.
Right
killing him
heart.
Instantly.
Yeah. Isn't that great?
Clean through it.
That's got feel-good possibility.
Yeah. It sure does. Blood. I'm a little tingly.
So, who makes more last-minute trips to the grocery store on Thanksgiving Day, men or women?
Oh, it's easy.
Really? What's your guess?
Men.
Yeah, well, you're right. Yeah. You be the judge after you
women.
Hear the two tops.
I say women.
Very good. Now we have both sides.
Am I right or wrong, Mike?
You funny guy.
I say women.
Listen now to the two top-selling grocery items on Thanksgiving Day.
You tell me if I'm right or wrong.
This gives it away. I'm about to.
I say women.
I say men.
Okay. I say ties.
Here we go. The top two selling items on Thanksgiving Day, yeah. We'll give away the beer.
Hello.
And peanut oil.
Hello.
Women.
Hello.
Women.
Yeah, peanut oil.
For my women.
For the deep fryer, of course. Beer for the guy operating the hot oil cooker, at
so
least.
She's saying the answer is not women.
No, the answer is not women, it's men.
Okay.
For the beer.
Man.
And
peanut I did
oil.
It.
Mike got it right.
I did it on Thanksgiving Day.
At least this is
winner. We ran out.
This is the case.
Long about three.
this beer and peanut oil thing, this is the case in Texas. The unscientific study comes from a grocery chain in Houston. The stores say that on any other day, 80% of their customers are women. On Thanksgiving Day, 65% men. And on that day, beer outsells milk.
And hello. Do they sell condoms that taste like peanut oil?
I don't think so, no. It's Texas.
With the beer.
A condom that tastes like milk?
Again, probably not a good idea.
I'm getting queasy now.
How you doing?
In Houston, on Thanksgiving Day, milk is even outsold by the peanut oil. That's how popular the deep frying of turkeys is in Texas.
Oh, I had my first one. I had my first one, not Thanksgiving Day,
right?
But at a party the night before Thanksgiving.
Very
and
nice.
Man, oh man, oh man.
Color me still heartbroken that you didn't fulfill your half-hearted promise to actually deep fry us a turkey for Thanksgiving this year.
Rotisserie.
A rotisserie.
Rotisserie, but now it's the day before we break, correct?
So you could do it either before Christmas
Eve. I will bring my, bring my rotisserie in, and I might come in early that
what a idiot statement that was.
Okay. Well, I'll bring it in the day before. Someone will have to start it for me.
Right. Preheat it.
Yes.
The more they say that pornography is as addictive as heroin and that cheese is as addictive as morphine, the less I fear morphine and heroin. And yes, the latest is that cheese is as addictive as morphine, according to Dr. Neil Bernard. He says cheese actually contains morphine that comes from the cow's liver.
Hey.
So
you ever suck the jelly out of a jelly donut and then fill it with chocolate swirl ice cream?
Uh-huh.
Cheese has morphine in it.
Morphine
yeah.
Cheese.
So
well,
that's good news.
So does mother's milk in humans.
Really?
Which, Dr. Bernard
Baby.
Says, partly
right.
explains the bond between mother and child. Mom's got the morphine.
Michelle!
Oh, quoting him, it's no surprise many of us feel bonded to the refrigerator. Yeah, the doctor says addiction also explains our cravings for, say, chocolate.
I'm sorry, I made
sugar.
A mistake.
J-Dub?
Busty Justy. The doctor hopes to prove that certain foods are, in fact, addictive. Then, he says, we can treat overeating as an addiction.
Mm-hmm. See, your joke was the J-Dub.
Yes.
Yeah.
He looks like a woman who...
Yeah.
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 Got it.
Yeah.
Busty Justy.
Yeah.
In sports, the Army has turned to NASCAR to recruit soldiers for the Iraqi War and the wars that may follow it. The Army's now sponsoring NASCAR driver Joe Nemechek, or G.I. Joe, as he's known to his fans. GoArmy.com, it says on his Chevy Monte Carlo. Quoting an Army marketing guy, we have to get the best young men and women to continue with the all-volunteer Army.
Well, there's a dude, maybe Greg Biffle, I'm not really sure. The National Guard has a car.
There you go.
I'm not sure
example.
The number, but yeah, but I saw him running in the last race of the year.
Biffle?
The Army advertising not only to get the best young men and women available, the Army advertising at NASCAR, at football games, and at rodeos.
There you go. That's where the best are.
That's right. The boys at Yale pulled a fast one on the Harvard crowd at a recent game. The Yale kids infiltrated the Harvard section of the stadium and posed as members of the Harvard Pep Squad. They handed out pieces of paper with letters on them. The fans were told the letters would spell out, Go Harvard.
What did it spell?
But it was actually spelled out, We suck.
Lovey.
That's great. They do that in the Ivy League, too. That's good.
Lovey. Lovey, it says we suck.
Lovey. Hey, we should ask JB about that. You know, he's a Harvard man.
All right.
That is an excellent question, Mike.
Thank you. And finally,
that's an outstanding question.
If they had been doing it off the bridge, we'd be okay, but they were doing it on the bridge, and because they did, the bridge is in danger of falling down.
Was it the blonde bomber?
Well, yes, I guess it was. They were talking about a landmark bridge on Indonesia's Sumatra Island. It's been considered good luck for some time, or some such thing, to urinate at the base of one of the bridge's pillars. But it's bad luck for the bridge in a chemically corrosive sort of way. The bridge has begun to lean and sway when traffic crosses it. Heavy vehicles are now being routed around the bridge. Heavy bladders apparently are not.
Ew.
I'm Buzz Burbank.
Okay.
On the Don and Mike Show.
Thank you, gross man.
No.
Yeah.
Enough getting retarded today.
Mm-hmm. Thank you to the new Gilligan, whatever that guy's name was.
Yeah. Also, Gooner.
Gooner, yeah. JB from the Fox NFL Sunday.
Yeah.
Also, Billy Bush from Access Hollywood. And everybody with Monk for Cash. We'll see you tomorrow with the all new episode. Please stay tuned for Ron and Fez coming up next on JFK, XYV, and BZZ. Good day to you, sir.
Good day to you, sir.
And good day to you, sir.
Good day to you, sir.
And you.
You know what I need?
What do you need?
BWA.
Running. That is an outstanding observation, Rob.
Say hi to Mama.
Till we meet again, this is Sammy Davis Jr. saying, be kind, be nice, and I hope the next performer has the pleasure of having as nice an audience as you've been tonight. And let me leave you swinging.